out on the heat tank, so you have to leave it on.
Is there some room for the mic?
Before I start the shiur, I'd like to mention that next week in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, I plan to say a shiur also, but I'll be unable to say the shiur on Tuesday night. So I'll have to say the shiur on Wednesday night instead. So all those who can attend are invited. But after Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we'll go back to the regular zman on Tuesday night. Before I start the shiur, I'd like to mention that next week in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, I plan to say a shiur also, but I'll be unable to say the shiur on Tuesday night. So I'll have to say the shiur on Wednesday night instead. So all those who can attend are invited. But after Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we'll go back to the regular zman on Tuesday night. It's a lot of good. Okay. This year, the first day Rosh Hashanah, that Rosh Hashanah deraisa falls out on Shabbos. The Mishnah has a takone satanoim and daf chop tesam beis, beginning of the fourth parak, that when Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't blow shofar. Only in the Beis Hamikdash. Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah is holy as the Shabbos, ba Mikdash al Yitoikim, avoloi ba Mdina. Only in the Beis Hamikdash, and then the Mishnah explains in all of Yerushalayim, and all of the cities that were near Yerushalayim, they would blow shofar, but outside of the area of Yerushalayim, they wouldn't blow shofar. The Gemara discusses minohan imili. How do we know that this is so? That when Yontif in the Chumash, it doesn't really say, when Yontif Shal Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, that we only blow shofar in the Beis Hamikdash. So first the Gemara has one yafus. First the Gemara quotes Rav Chama Bar Hanina saying that there seems to be an apparent contradiction in the Chumash. How to describe Rosh Hashanah? One part of Rosh Hashanah is described as Yom Tshuva Yelachem, a day on which we blow shofar. The other part describes Rosh Hashanah as Zichron Tshuva, a day on which we speak about tkiyas. Zichron means lahazkir, like Zachar Shem Shabbos Lekadsha, to mention Shabbos. That's how the Gemara learns that Kiddush is the right. You have to recite Kiddush from Zachar Shem Shabbos Lekadsha. Or in the Haggadah, we learn out the mitzvah of Zichiris Yitzias and Tzvam every day of the year. Laman Tizkor, same thing from your time, Koyim Echayachor. So the Tanaim understand Laman Tizkor doesn't mean that you should remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. That it certainly means you should remember, but also you should mention Yitzias Mitzrayim every day of the year. That's how we mention Rav Soloveitchik would always put together. The Gemara says in Megillah, how do you know that you have to lay in the Megillah? It doesn't say in the Megillah Sesta. It just says you have to give Matanas Lav Yainim, you have to give shalach manas, you have to have a suda, mishpacha, but it never says, Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha, it never says you have to lay in the Megillah. So where does it say? But it doesn't say that either. Where does it say that? So the Gemara says, it says in the Pasuk Hayom, Ha'ilin Nizkar in the Nasim, Nizkar means that we recite something. Why? Because Nizkar doesn't only mean that the days are remembered, Lahazikir means to mention. So we mention the story of Purim by reading the Megillah. That's the whole mocker. It says Nizkarim, and Zechira means to mention. So here, Zohar, the pet, yeah, to mention. So here also, the Gemara says there's an apparent contradiction between the two psukim. One pasuk describes Rosh Hashanah as a Yom Tshuva day on which we actually blow shofar b'poel mamish. We blow tkiyah, it's true. The other pasuk describes Rosh Hashanah as a day of Zichron Tshuva, Shabbos and Zichron Tshuva, a day on which we speak about blowing shofar. What do we mean we speak about blowing shofar? We recite Zichronis. You talk in davening, you talk about the shofar, but it sounds like you don't actually blow the shofar. Stachastira. So the Gemara says, Loi kasha, the teretz is, kam biyantu v'shecholi is b'shabbos, kam biyantu v'shecholi is b'chol. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, then we actually blow shofar. The Poel Mamish, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, then we speak about blowing shofar. And that is the source of this din in the Mishnah, that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you don't blow shofar. In other words, this opinion, Rav Chama Bar Hanina, claims that it's a real din d'oraisa. It's not a takana d'rabbanan. It's a real din d'oraisa. That's the way it always should have been. Then the Gemara asks two kashas against Rav Chama Bar Hanina. First kasha is, if it's a real din d'oraisa, so why did they blow shofar in the Beis HaMikdash? Where do you see from the psukim a chilek between Mikdash and Gvulin? It's one kasha. And the second kasha is that the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Is tkiyah shofar a malacha that you're forbidden to blow shofar on Shabbos? We have a brisa that says that tkiyah shofar is a chachma ve'ein a malacha, that is not labeled as one of the Melacha Shabbos. We have Lama Tesov as Melachas we're learning, and there's no Melacha that this can be categorized as a Toldov. It doesn't fit in with any of the Melachas. It's a Chachma means that Midi Rabbanan it's forbidden. Midi Rabbanan it's forbidden to blow Shofar on a regular Shabbos and a regular Yontif. That's the difference. It's a Mashmiya Kol, like you're not permitted to play any musical instrument. You're not allowed to play piano, you're not allowed to blow any trumpet. Gzeri Shema Yisak and Kleishir. The Mishnah in the end of Beitu says that they made Gzeri the Rabbanan, that is forbidden to be Mashmiya Kol, to play any musical instrument. So Tkiya Shofar is included. That is forbidden to blow Shofar. But to say, any, they ask it all Kleishir, even if there's nothing to be Misak. No, on a regular, any yontif, they forbid blowing any shofar because Shemi Yisak and Kleishir, not Shemi Yavrena. The shofar you can also fix sometimes. You can fix the shofar. If it doesn't work, you can fix it. You soak it, you heat it. Different ways to fix it. If it doesn't work, and you fix it, then it's a Misak and Kleishir. It's a Misak and Mom. So they forbid all forms of Mashmiya Kol, even on instruments. Well, there's nothing to be choshish about. There's even one opinion in the Gemara that it's forbidden to bang on a door. But only Glenn Paskins like that opinion. That it's forbidden, Mashmiya Kol is also to bang on a door. If you're locked out of your house, you have to scream loud enough. That's mutter. To scream, to whistle, that's permissible. Morgan Avram says it's permissible to whistle on Shabbos.
But it's not shaking.
No. If you're stuck out of the house, so you can whistle. In Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam writes that to use a kli hamiyuchad lahashmuas kol, even if it's not a musical instrument, just a clapper, a door knocker, is forbidden to use. And other poskim say that in Germany they say that they never followed that Rambam. But in the Rambam, in the Shulchan Aruch, it says that klei shir is forbidden, or kli hamiyuchad lahashmuas kol, like a door knocker, is forbidden, even though it's not nigin. But to bang on the door with your hand, that's permissible. And the Vilna Goyen Paskin is right. Clapping is also Mashmiya Kol. That's us. But the Vilna Goyen Paskin is that even to bang and to knock on the door loud is also us. That you have to scream. You have to call for the people inside. The Yerushalmi tells a story. In the end of Erevin is the sugya of Mashmiya Kol. Yerushalmi tells a story that somebody was locked out of his house and he was screaming and screaming. They wouldn't let him in. They didn't hear him. So he had to sleep outside on Friday night. He was stuck outside. But then the Yerushalmi quotes another opinion. The Bavli says not so. The Bavli says, not like the Yerushalmi, that Mashmiya Kol is mutter unless it's derech kleishir. So the question is whether we pass like the Yerushalmi or like the Bavli. So that's where the riff is, the famous riff right in the end of Erevin, that whenever there's a contradiction between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, we pass like the Bavli because the Chachmei HaBavli came later, they knew everything that it said in the Yerushalmi and they took it into consideration. And if they said faker, it means that they hold that the Yerushalmi is wrong. And the Vilna Gaon passes right on that original place where the riff appears, he passes like the Yerushalmi. That Mashmiya Kol is also even just a knock on the door. So to blow shofar on a regular Shabbos, a Yom Tov, is Agzeira de Rabbanon, it's not an Issa Melacha min HaTorah. The Gemara says, Chochma v'ena Melacha, it's not an Issa deraisa. So the Gemara says, it doesn't make any sense bichlal to say that this should be a din deraisa, that on Rosh Hashanah, Shecholi is b'Shabbos, it's forbidden to blow shofar. Why should it be an Issa? There is no Melacha, there's no reason how it can be Issa. Why should be Issa to blow shofar? And if it really is a din deraisa that you don't blow shofar, so why is it that you blow shofar when in Beis HaMikdash, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? Where do you see in the pasuk chilek between Mikdash and Gvulin? So the Gemara scraps this pshat. Elo, the Gemara says, it's all wrong. Elo, Marove, Mederaisa Mishra Shari, Menater, it's really mutter to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shchali is the Shabbos, and if it's mutter, then you're obligated to blow shofar. And the reason why the Mishnah says you don't blow shofar, it's Xerim, the Rabban and Shema Yavirenu Dalaram is Bishusarab. We're afraid that he's going to carry. Who's going to carry? Maybe 500 people are going to blow shofar, one person may carry on Shabbos. So you tell all 500 people, don't blow shofar because we're afraid. You make 500 people Mavatl Zayin HaMitzvah because we're afraid that one person is going to do an Aver. So Igmar Sukkah discusses it. Okay. So he caused all the Jews in the world to lose the mitzvah shofar, bavadai. Okay, okay. So, but how many people are we afraid are going to violate the Yisra of Eitzel?
What about Megillah?
One every few hundred. Same thing. Well, by Megillah it's a little easier. By Megillah it's only a din derabbanan. No, Megillah is only midirabbanan. And the Yisra Hoitzo is an Yisra deraisa. So we tell 500 people don't keep a mitzvah derabbanan because we're afraid one person will violate Chilul Shabbos deraisa. Here it's a little more difficult. We tell 500 people, every group of 500 Jews, we say don't fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of shofar because we're afraid We tell 500 people bevadai to lose a mitzvah deraisa of shofar because we're afraid that maybe one out of the 500 may violate the Easter.
You can't tomorrow. You have to wait.
Tomorrow is tomorrow. Tomorrow is not today. So the Gemara in Sukkah raises this question. The last Perek in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah in Perek Lulav Aravah raises this question. Is that really fair? Does that really make sense that you tell everybody to vadai lose the mitzvah of Shofar because maybe one person may violate an Issa Deraisa of Hotzah? So first the Gemara says it really doesn't make any sense. Not the only reason why they made the Gzer was because it's not so barer, it's not so clear that you have to shake a lulav on the first day Sukkah. It's not so posh that you have to blow shofar on the first day Rosh Hashanah, because liyolim there's a sveka liyolim. So we tell 500 Jews not to fulfill a sofik mitzvah deraisa, because we're not so sure that today's Rosh Hashanah. Maybe tomorrow's Rosh Hashanah. We'll get there in a second. That's the next line in the Gemara. But that's the end of the sugya. The Gemara asks that. But first, the Gemara says that they only instituted the gzeira de rabbanon. If you have what to weigh and measure over here, we tell 500 people not to fulfill a suffix mitzvah deraisa because we're afraid that somebody may... Shabbos it is bevadai. Shabbos is Shabbos, there's no doubt about that. Rosh Hashanah, that we're not so sure, that's a fake of the yom. So the Gemara says we tell 500 people not to fulfill a suffix mitzvah deraisa because we're afraid that maybe one out of every 500 may violate a vadai avera deraisa because Shabbos is the chavadai. And then the Gemara says, and what about in Eretz Yisrael? The next line says, the Gemara says, Anacharam, in Eretz Yisrael, you do blow shofar all over in Eretz Yisrael, you do blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and you do shake the lulav. Then the Gemara talks a whole lot Gemara, then the Gemara finally says, no, you don't. But even in Eretz Yisrael, you also don't. So the question is, when you get to the end of the Gemara, when you get to the Maskana, did they scrap this whole idea? So it comes out, the Maskana, that the Chachamim held that it's worth it, that this trade-off, it's worth it. That it's kedai to be mevatel a vadai mitzvah deraisa from 500 Jews because of the chashash that one out of every 500 people may violate anisa chil Shabbos, which is much worse than the mitzvah deraisa. The chil Shabbos is 500 times worse, 500 times more chomer than the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. Otherwise, it's only 499 times as bad. So 500 people are going to lose a mitzvah deraisa because one person is going to carry on Shabbos. Isn't it worth it? Let the 500 people blow shofar, and one person will have violated an avera. So the Gemara at the end is saying, no, that chil Shabbos is so chomer, that it's 500 times worse than the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. So it's worth it to tell all 500 people, all the Jews in the world, no one should fulfill the mitzvah of shofar because of the chashash that one out of every 500 may be mechal Shabbos. That's how some Rishonim say the Maskonas HaGemara is that we ignore the whole idea of Sveika D'Yayma. Even without the Sveika D'Yayma, we still say it's Kiddah. And that's why Rishonim have a discussion in Megillah, the beginning of Maseches Megillah, and other places as well. When you have a Mila b'Shabbos, when a baby boy is born on Shabbos, and the Mila b'Zmana is next Shabbos, so the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk, the Mila b'Zmana is Becha Shabbos. So why don't we have a Gzeir over there? Maybe the male will carry the knife, maybe the parents will carry the baby, maybe somebody will forget and carry something, or we carry a Siddur, say the Bracha, whatever. Why don't we have a gzeira over there that we should forbid a mila b'Shabbos because somebody may carry something? It should be more of a gzeira there because you're not being mevatel all the people in the world from the mitzvah because of one person. You're mevatel one person from the mitzvah because you're afraid he may be mechal Shabbos. So more of a chashash over there. So some rishonim say over there that there's no gzeira. The Ran and others say there's no gzeira by mila. The various terutzim given on the kaf. Some rishonim say there's no gzeira by mila because there's no sveika d'yoyimo. The baby is born on Shabbos, so it's vadai that the mila is next Shabbos. So that's a vadai mitzvah. And the only time they introduce this gzeir, Hashem Yavirenu, is when it's a sveika d'yoyma. I, but the Gemara backed out from the sveika d'yoyma because the Gemara said in Eretz Yisrael there is no sveika d'yoyma. So the Ran and this group of Rishonim say the Gemara never really backed out. The Gemara just modified it a little bit. Since the Chutz L'Aretz says a gzeir, since the Chutz L'Aretz says a sveika d'yoyma, and there the Chachamim had the right to introduce the gzeir, so they extended the gzeir even in Eretz Yisrael, where there's no sveika d'yoyma. It's not that the Gemara scrapped this whole notion legamre, that it only makes sense to make the gzeira when you have a suffik mitzvah, but in a vadai mitzvah it's not kedai. So that's a machlekes harishonim. When the Gemara comes lefiya maskana in Sukkah, in Perek Lulav Aravah, the Gemara says lefiya maskana, that even in Eretz Yisrael, when there's no sveika d'yoyma, let's say Sukkah, Eretz on first day Rosh Hashanah, they have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So there is sort of a sveika d'yoyma. We'll talk about that later. But in Eretz on Sukkah, there's only 1 day yontif, and nevertheless, this year, they're not going to shake the lulav on Shabbos, on the first day Yom Tov. That's the mitzvah deraisa, So you tell all the Jews in Eretz Yisrael not to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa. So lefi maskanas hagemara in Sukkah, there's a dispute among the Rishonim whether that's only because there is a sake of the yom in other parts of the world, so therefore they extended the gzeira even to Eretz Yisrael. But the only reason why they initiated the gzeira in the first place is because they weighed and measured and they said, no, it's only a sofik mitzvah, so it's kedai to be mevatel a sofik mitzvah from so many Jews in order to prevent the vadei avera of chilul Shabbos. Oh no, lefi maskanas, even a vadei mitzvah is kedai to prevent, to be mevatel, in order to prevent the chilul Shabbos.
Isn't by mila there's an extra pusik in Shabbos? Say it should be
moiled
on Shabbos.
Tazria, there's a separate passage. The passage Tazria.
That's to say on Shabbos. There's a
clear
question that you should be
moiled
on Shabbos.
The Gemara has Minat Torah. Certainly, Mila Bizmana is there on Shabbos.
The whole thing of
no, Mideraisa is certainly that Mila Bizmana is done on Shabbos. The Kasha the Rishonim is. Hey, the Kasha they ask is why don't the Chachamim make a Gzeira the Rabbana?
By Shofar, you have a Remes or Smachta, even if you don't pass it to the Raisa. Have a
positive on
so there they can be
Simon
on this topic of different
Torah
that they have a way out.
They don't need an Asmachta.
Yeah,
by
Nitilas
Lulav, they have no
Asmachta. Even though they don't have positive, but the still the positive does
say it's different. Yeah, but by Nitilas Lulav, there's no Asmachta whatsoever.
Nitilas Lulav, you don't have the same reason that one person is possible 500, instead of 500 people can be ready to travel.
Because by Shofar the practice is
you talk about one person and you bottle on it for 500 people. Lulav, you talk about each person can be over on Shabbos, so it's not the same.
Because there's more of a hashash by Lulav. There's more chilul Shabbos going to occur by Lulav. Could be. I don't know. So these are the two opinions that the Gemara has. And the first daf in the fourth parak in Rosh Hashanah, the first opinion implies that the Mishnah is really telling me I didn't derive that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you don't blow shofar. And then the Gemara backs out from that. The Bavli backs out and they quote Rava, who says that Minateri certainly do blow shofar, and the whole thing is only a gzera de Rabban and Shema Yavirenu Dalaramis Bishusarab. Now we're davening, we follow the Nusach HaTfilah, we follow the Masech HaSeifim that says that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we say Zichron and Trua, and when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, we say Yom Trua. So the Masech HaSeifrim, the Magen Avraham writes in one place in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, the Masech HaSeifrim is not from the Tanoim, and it's not from the Amoraim, it was composed by the Goenim, and it was composed by the Goenim Eretz Yisrael, not by the Goenim Bavel. So whenever there's a Chiluke Minhogim or a Machloikis between Bavli and Yerushalmi, the Masech HaSeifrim will always present the opinion of the Yerushalmi, the practice that they had in Eretz Yisrael as opposed to the practices that they had in Bavel. And that's why many times we don't follow the Masech HaSeifrim, because we follow Talmud Bavli usually. Whenever there's a discrepancy, we follow Talmud Bavli. So the Masech HaSeifrim distinguishing between Rosh Hashanah Shechol is B'Shabbos as opposed to Rosh Hashanah Shechol is B'Chol, that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you call it Zichon Trua. When it falls out on a weekday, we call it Yom Trua, follows the Yerushalmi and our Mishnah, that the Yerushalmi says, Minohani, Mili, how do you know that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you don't blow shofar? Yerushalmi quotes the first opinion and stops, and that's the end. Rishami presents it as if this is a drasha gemura deraisa. This is a din min haTorah. It's not a gzeira derabbanan. The din deraisa was that is a din deraisa. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you don't blow shofar. All right. So what happened to the two kashas of the gemara? The one kasha, why do you blow shofar in mikdash? And the other kasha, why is it forbidden to blow shofar? Kiyah shofar is not a told of any one of the malachas. Kiyah shofar is only awesome with the rabbanan on a regular Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's only an isa derabbanan. So what are you telling me here that it's an Issa Deraisa? How can it be an Issa Deraisa? And if it is, why is it Mutter in the Beis HaMikdash? So apparently the Rishami is of the opinion that the fact, Rishami presenting that it's a Din Deraisa, that's the Masech HaSeifrim, and the Nusach HaTfilah that we daven is following the Shitas HaYerushalmi apparently. According to the Rishami, right? If it's a din deraisa, so there's no kima mitzvah at all. The shaila is the way we paskin. Even according to the maskanas abavli, if somebody blows shofar on Rosh Hashanah, bizman hazeh, let's say this coming Shabbos, abolein l'tayvah, will we say that there's no kima mitzvah at all? Because with the rabbana they said you shouldn't blow shofar, so even if you blow, you have fulfilled absolutely nothing. What do you say? No, with the rabbana they forbid you to blow, but if you blow shofar, so you yaitzah the mitzvah deraisa. Mein afkemina. My nafkeminah is on Shulchan Aruch. There's a machlekes on this. Chapta nafkeminah. The mechaber has a machlekes with the Ramah. On a normal year, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, And you blow shofar on the first day, you blow shofar on the second day. So before the Baal Tekeah begins to blow shofar the first day, he says two brachas. L'shma kol shofar and shehechiyonu. On the second day, does he repeat shehechiyonu or not? He already said shehechiyonu yesterday on Tekeah shofar. So does he say shehechiyonu the second day? So the Mechaber says no shehechiyonu. Mechaber says he already blew shofar yesterday. You only say shehechiyonu on the mitzvah bo mizman mizman. You haven't heard, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of shofar since last year. I would have been going to shul the whole Chodesh Elul. The shehechiyonu is only for the people who don't go to shul. People go to shul the whole Chodesh Elul, so they heard shofar. No, that's only a minig. That's not a tkiyah shel chayva. The mitzvah of tkiyah is only last Rosh Hashanah. And this Rosh Hashanah, so it's a mitzvah that we haven't fulfilled for a whole year. So you say shehechiyonu on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. The second day of Rosh Hashanah, we just heard shofar yesterday. So it's not bo mizman mizman. From yesterday to today, you don't get so excited. So you don't say shehechiyonu. That's the psak of the Mechaber. And the Svardim follow that psak. Some of the, in Frankfurt they have the, by Breuers, they have that the minig. Minig Frankfurt a lot of times follows the shittas of the Mechaber. So they don't say shachyonu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The Ramos says, the minig Ashkenazim is, we follow the other shittas of Rishonim, that you say shachyonu even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah because it's a Sveik of the Yomer. We say maybe yesterday was Erev Rosh Hashanah, maybe it wasn't Rosh Hashanah, that's why we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Second day of Rosh Hashanah, maybe yesterday was not Rosh Hashanah. So on the tzad that maybe yesterday was not Rosh Hashanah, that's why we say shachyonu. I should be a stopik bracha. Also machlekes. Also machlekes. Did we say shachyonu on kiddush? Yeah. Yeah. So on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, they have a machlekes. In this case, according to those who follow the shita samachaber, according to the Svardim and according to the Minik Frankfurt, that on the second day Rosh Hashanah they wouldn't say shachyonu. So what if the first day Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos, then they didn't blow shofar, then the second day is the first time they're blowing shofar, that's Medina. So then they say shachyonu. So what happens if the Baal Tekeah was a wise guy, he went up on the first day Rosh Hashanah Shchol is b'Shabbos, and he blows shofar. So everybody heard the shofar on the first day also, but he wasn't supposed to blow. He violated this Issa de Rabbanah. So when he goes to blow on the second day, does he say shachyonu or not? When he blew on the first day against the Takanas Chachamim, so we say, well, he violated the Naverim of the Rabban and Shem Yavarenu, but he was Yotzit, they were all Yotzit the Mitzvah Deraisa. But he's saying, no, the Chachamim were Oiker the Mitzvah. Not only they were Oiker your permission to fulfill the Mitzvah, they forbid you to do the Mitzvah, they were Oiker the Mitzvah, Sinishke Mitzvah. So that's a Dion in Achreinim, that's a Machlekes in Achreinim. Rabbi Elchanan Rassman quotes a pilpul that he had with Rab Chaim about this. He discussed in the end of his Sefer on Yevamos. Yevam is that tzaddik, but the Gemara quotes this din, that yesh kach mi'achachamim lakadov menatar, the chachamim have the authority and have the power to tell us to violate dinim in the Torah. It says in the Torah, you have to blow shofar this Shabbos. The chachamim tell us not to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa, to be over on a mitzvah, to be mevatel a mitzvah. So Rabbi Chanan there has a whole discussion, he writes a whole discussion that he had with Rab Chaim Brisker about this, riots from the Rishonim one way and the other, whether which tzad is right, and this machlokes sachan, which tzad is right. Tzaddiyon. See, Pesach Frank also gives some occurrence in Rishonim as to whether they were right at the whole mitzvah or not. So here the question is, according to this Yerushalmi holds if you blow shofar the first day Rosh Hashanah is garnish, nothing, there's no mitzvah at all. So the shaila is, what is it? There's an iser. Yerushalmi means that there's an iser. So what do they do with the kasha of the Babli that it's not a told of any malacha? Which malacha can you classify it on? It's not a told of a malacha, it's just a gzeir de Rabbanon. On a normal Shabbos, the Yontif, it's a gzeir of Mashmiah Kol. So why did the Yerushalmi say that it's asur? So the Velt says that the Yerushalmi doesn't hold that it's asur. Shami means to say that there's no kiyama mitzvah, period. There's none of there. If you want to blow shofar from Rosh Hashanah Shchol is b'Shabbos, minatari you may blow. Blow all you want, but you're not yotzi any mitzvah. Rosh Hashanah Shchol is b'Shabbos, there's no mitzvah of kiyama shofar. It's not that an isa malacha. It's not that you're prevented from blowing because of an isa malacha. The mitzvah only applies when Rosh Hashanah falls out on the weekdays. When it falls out on Shabbos, there's no mitzvah. And a mikdash is different. That's a din deraisa. It's not that we're mata the Issa Malacha and Migdash. There never was an Issa Malacha at all. It's just the din is no mitzvah tkiyah shofar when Rosh Hashanah Shchali is b'Shabbos. And in Migdash there is a mitzvah. But how do you explain that? Why is there no mitzvah b'gvulin in a Migdash there is a mitzvah? So this can be explained in different ways.
They brought Kabbalahs from Rosh Hashanah
in the Migdash. How about
they brought? So I mean, it's all tied to the Shabbat. As far as the rest of it, there. Yeah, how
Yontif
is, then it's
Yontif
Mamish. I mean, there's no
sake. Outside of
Beis
HaMikdash is also Yontif.
I mean, but...
Outside of Beis HaMikdash is also Yontif. Yontif Deraisa, why not? We know it's Yontif Deraisa. So this could be explained in different ways. The simple pshat, the simplest pshat in the Yerushalmi is that on Shabbos there is a din daber dover shalai hei dibrucha shal Shabbos ki dibrucha shal chol. And the Gemara learns out from that pasuk that tchines are forbidden on Shabbos. The Yerushalmi, the Bavli doesn't have it, but the Yerushalmi says that to recite a tchina on Shabbos is forbidden. To recite a tchina on Yom Tov is also forbidden. But on Yom Tov we'll make all more so than on Shabbos. L'moshal on a regular Yom Tov, the Kohanim go up to Duchin. So the Gemara in Brachas has a nusach, a tfila, a tchina that everybody recites about chaloimetz. That in the schus of the Birchas Kohanim, the Pesukim of Birchas Kohanim, any chaloimetz that were, any bad chaloimetz that we had, a chaloimetz, the Gemara says, Zechem Mishishim B'Nevuah. So if somebody had a cholam that someone is going to die or something tragic is going to occur, so if he's mispalo b'shas when the kohenim duchen, so the Gemara says that's his gula to break the nevuah, to cancel the nevuah. What the connection is a little unclear. The Achrayim say that there are 60 oisiyas, and Yibrech Hashem Yishmerecha, the three psukim have 60 oisiyas, and a cholam is echem yishishim nevuah. So still what the connection is unclear. But that's what the Gemara says. It's not a chassidish sefer. The Gemara composes the nusach that you recite when the Quranim go up to Duchen, the Rabbani Shalom appears in the Gemara. Not the Hiratan at the end. In fact, there's only God. The Hiratan, it says in the Sidurim, that's a Chassidish Emais. That comes from Chassidish Sidurim. But the Rabbani Shalom about the Chalomis, that comes from the Gemara. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Vilna Goyen that his practice was that he said all three times the Rabbani Shalom. He didn't say the Hiratan. At the end of each time, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Vilna Goyen, he would end off the last line differently. And the last line of the Rabbani Shalom, so after the Kohanim say Yivrach Hashem v'yishmerecha, so you should end off v'yishmereini. Then the second time when they say Yarashem Panu Velachav Yuchoneku, you should say v'sirtseini. And the third time when they say Yasem Lucha Shalom, then you say, the second time you say Yuchoneini, and the third time you say v'sirtseini. The way we have it printed in the Siddur, you say all three, v'sishmereini, v'choneini, v'sirtseini, the first two times, and then the third time you don't say the Rabbani Shalom at all, you say the Hirotz. So the Vilna Goyen, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, says that that's not the correct practice. The more correct is to say the tchina that the Gemara has, the Rabbani Shalom, all three times, and to end off each time with a different word. In relationship to that bracha that the Kohanim are saying, the first time to end off is Sishmereini, second time is Suchaneini, and the third time is Sirtzein. So the minig in many places is that when the Kohanim duchen on weekdays, and a Yom Tov Shchol is Bechol, everybody says the Rabbani Shlomo. The Kohanim Duchen on Shabbos, in many places the minig is that they don't say this, they don't say the Tchina. Why? Because you don't say Tchina on Shabbos. Are you not supposed to say Tchina on Yom Tov either? Shabbos is more chomer than Yom Tov. There are more Tchinas that are forbidden on Shabbos than are forbidden on Yom Tov. So even though we permit the reciting of this Tchina of the Rabbani Shlomo on Yom Tov, we don't consider that a violation of Tchinas beyond. It's not that much of a Tchina, but to say it on Shabbos, that's not. Other places they have the minig that they say on Shabbos as well. In fact, the Netziv has in his Tshuva Sefer, in the Meshav Dover, has a He'ora in the end of Chelek Arachaim, he has He'ora, it's on Shulchan Aruch Arachaim. So he has a whole He'ora, why the minig in Valojim was that they did say the Rabbani Shalom, even on Shabbos. And he explains why there's nothing wrong with it. But in many communities, the minig is that when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, you don't say that chiz. So the Pashtus in the Yerushalmi, the Belt says that the Pashtus in the Yerushalmi is that when Rosh Hashanah is Chol Yehiyeh B'Shabbos, it's not that it's an Issur Melacha that forbids us from fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiyas Shofar. It's not a Melacha. In our Torah, it's not a told of anything. It's just that Tchinas are forbidden on Shabbos. And the idea of Kiyas Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is to enhance the Tefillah, is to make it into a Tefillah Sheyesh Bo Za'oko. The Gemara says later in Rosh Hashanah that Rosh Hashanah is called Yom Tru Yelachem. Umetageminon Yom Yabovo. The word Tru means to cry. And the Gemara says when a person cries when he davens, so the tefillah is enhanced, it's considered a more serious tefillah. We elevate it to the level of za'oka. That's a very serious tachino. So to say tachinas on Shabbos is asur, it's not proper. It's not that there's an isa malach. It's an isa tachina on Shabbos. So to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shcholi b'Shabbos would be a violation of tachina b'Shabbos. That's a violation of daber dover. And this is a din deraisa. The Torah was never mechayev. Torah was never mechayiv, ki a shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shcholi is b'Shabbos b'gvula. But if you blow shofar, there won't be any kiyum. There won't be an aveira. There won't be an aveira of a malacha. It may be an aveira of daber dover. That's a pasuk in Yeshaya. That's an isa medirei kabbalah, daber dover. It may be an isa derabbanon of mashmiya kol, but it won't be an aveira. It won't be a malacha deraisa. It's just that there won't be any mitzvah. The Torah was never mechayiv, ki a shofar b'gvula The Rosh Hashanah Shchalim is Shabbos. So why is Mikdash different? So the Belt says, no, Mikdash is a base tefillah. He basically base tefillah Yikar Lechol Ha'am. The base of Mikdash is not only the Makam HaKrovah HaKorbanah, the base of Mikdash is officially the office where all the tefillahs have to be submitted. And even those who are unable to go to the daven in the base of Mikdash physically, so we daven facing the base of Mikdash. Shlomo HaMelech recited in his tefillah in Sefer Melachim when he built the base of Mikdash, is Palo Elecho Derech HaBayis HaZeh, that everybody should face the Beis HaMikdash when they daven, because the Beis HaMikdash Al Pidin is the Beis Tefillah. And the Pasuk says in Echo, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Gam Ki Ezek V'Ashaveh Asosam Tefilosi, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't accept the Tefillahs anymore. So in Beis HaMikdash, since the Mikdash is the Mokoim Tefillah, so there the Torah allows and requires Zohoko, even a Rosh Hashanah Shcholi is Bisham. That's how the Belt says Pshat and Yerushalmi. No, if that's the Pshat and Yerushalmi, that this is really a din deraisa, that the Taka Yom true and a Zichron true, Rosh Hashanah Shcholi is B'Shabbos, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no Chiyuv Tkiyah Shofar at all, because there's no Zaoka on Shabbos, no Tchinis. And in the Mikdash is a Mokum Tefillah. So even on Shabbos, you also say Tchinis in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Pshat. So how do you read right to the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, after the Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, the third line of the Mishnah says, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and the Chachamim had to run away to Yavne. Rav Yechim and Zakkai told the Vespasian, Tain Yavne v'Chachman. They moved the whole Sanhedrin to Yavne. So then they had a Shaila, the Gemara quotes a Brice, in Niskansa called Ha'orim Ola Balabatim from around Yavne. On the first, after the year 70, after the Churban Abayis, so the first time Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbat, they were wondering what's going to be. Are they going to blow Shofar or not? They had no precedent. In the days of the Mikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was B'bin Yonai, so they knew, you blow Shofar where the Beis HaMikdash is. Now there's nothing near the Beis HaMikdash. So what are they going to do on Rosh Hashanah Shcholis B'Shabbos in Yavne? So they all got together, and Yechman Zakkai says, we should blow Shofar in Yavne. And then they disputed with them, the B'nai B'Seri were disagreeing, and then they made a takon and they did blow Shofar. So the Shaila is, what's the getter of HaTakon of Tkiyah Shofar? What kind of a din is that? So according to the Rishalmi, that it Alpi Pashtus, it's a din. Rishalmi seems to learn that it's a din deraisa. And the simple reading in the Rishalmi is, what's the din deraisa? The din deraisa is that Beis HaMikdash is Beis Tefillah, so there you do Zohaka also. But the Chutz LaMikdash, Zohaka Tchinas HaRasar on Shabbos. So what was the Takana of Rabbi Yechman Zak? What did he make a Takana? He made a Takana, Zecher LaMikdash. Zecher LaMikdash, we know he made Takanas. The next Mishnah says, Originally, Netilas Lulav used to be only in the Beis HaMikdash 7 days. In Bigvulin, it's only the first day, Minatar, the first day of Sukkot. Hiskim, Shechara, Beis HaMikdash, Hiskim, Dechem, and Zakkai, that you have to do Netilas Lulav all over the world 7 days, Zechel HaMikdash. So we find the Gemara has takonas that they made, Zechel HaMikdash. So just like we have a takon of Sfiras HaOmer, so the Gemara says, Bizman, Shev, Beis HaMikdash, Ayukai, and Sfiras HaOmer was a din deraisa. Because the Torah says you bring the Korban Omer on the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, and starting from the day Miyom Haviyachem Zayim Atnufa, from that day on which you bring the Korban Omer, that's the day on which you begin to count Sfiras HaOmer. After the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, so the Gemara says the Menachem is no longer any Hakrovas HaOmer, so there's no mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. So why do we count Sfira today? Zechel HaMikdash. So too, the Chachamim instituted various takanas Zechel HaMikdash. So here also, that's l'chor the simple pshar. Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai made a takana, Zechel HaMikdash, that they should blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shcholi is B'Shabbos. Why do they only make the takana in Yavne? V'chol makom sheyesh shem bez, ma yoni bifnei bez. So Mistama, he was afraid that Shema Yavarenu. He was afraid that if it's in the presence of the bez and all the big rabbonim, the gdoli ador, that the bez nagodol is there, so you don't have to be afraid that anyone's going to be mechal Shabbos. Chutzle, if you're not in the presence of the rabbonim, so we're afraid that someone will carry. But it's not that the reason why you don't blow Shofar is Shema Yavarenu. No, you don't blow Shofar because there's no mitzvah deraisa at all. The gvulin to blow Shofar. He went out of his way to make a takana Zechel HaMikdash that you should blow Shofar to remember that in the good old days when there was a Beis HaMikdash B'din Yonai, they used to blow Shofar. And he limited this takana dafke to Bifnei Bez. The Mishnah says like that. The Mishnah says not only Yerushalayim, even the outskirts of Yerushalayim. Yeah, that's a question. If you follow the Yerushalmi, that it's a din deraisa, and you understand that the din deraisa is that Mikdash is the makam hatfilah, So how do you explain why? You could have said all of Yerushalayim is called Makom HaTfilah. All of Yerushalayim has, in a certain sense, a level of Kedushas HaMikdash. Minigeta Achilas Ma'aseh Sheni, Minigeta Achilas Kodshim Kalim. It has a certain level of Kedushas HaMikdash. But the Mishnah also says not only Yerushalayim, even Kol Yer Shehiroya V'Shamah Sekrevi V'Chayel Olavoy, even on the outskirts of Yerushalayim, outside of the old city, which didn't have any dinam of Mikdash at all, still a blue shayfer. So how do you explain that? So that was also just because it's connected to the Beis HaMikdash. Difficult. Al Pi Pashtus is difficult. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik didn't want to learn this pshat. That the Yerushalmi holds that it's a din deraisa, the din deraisa being all based on this idea, being all based on this theme. That a Mikdash is basically based tefillah yikar l'chol amim, and tkiyah shayfer is the tchina. So in Mikdash you do tchinas, even on Shabbos and Begvulin, not, the Torah is never mechayit. So Rav Soloveitchik thought a different pshat, which may be more difficult, I don't know, but he thought it was easier. He thought his pshat was easier. That the Iker din der, according to the Yerushalmi, this din der Raisa is not that in Mikdash everything is different than the Raisa because basically based tefillah, and the tkiyah shayfer is a form of tefillah, but rather a different mahalach. The Iker din der Raisa always was that in the Makom, Bezn HaGodol, you blow shayfer. What's that? So he didn't explain, so I'm ad-libbing. So, what he meant was the following. There are 10 different kavanas that the Rav Sadia Gaon has in his siddur for the tkiyah shayfer. So one of the 10 kavanas, he gives a kavana to the Ma'aras L'tshuvin, he gives a kavana Malchiyah, Shetam L'chuni Aleichem, because he used to blow trumpets, they still blow trumpets when they coronate a new king. Various kavanas. And the one kavana is that it's a form of tfilo, tchino, zaoka. He dive into the Rabbanu Shlolem with the Bechiyas, the Abovah, that he should give us a good year. And another kavana that the Rav Sadia Gaon gives is that it's the Yom HaDin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging the whole world. The Ramban has in his Drosh of the Rosh Hashanah, where does it say that in Tanakh, that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin? It doesn't say that anywhere. Where does it say? So the Gemara has a pasuk in Tehillim. Tiku b'chayu shayfer b'kesev yem chagini k'chak li'yisrael hu mishpat l'lekei yankiv. You should blow shayfer, the pasuk in Tehillim though, that's the earliest source. You should blow shayfer tiku b'chayidesh, you should blow shayfer on Rosh Chayidesh, every Rosh Chayidesh, no. B'kesev yem chagini, on that Rosh Chayidesh that has a holiday that's hidden, that has a holiday when the moon is hidden. What Rosh Chayidesh, what month has a holiday when the moon is hiding? That's Rosh Hashanah, falls out on Rosh Chayidesh when the moon is not visible. Why? So the Gemara understands Mishpat L'Elokei Yankiv, and Rosh Hashanah HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the whole world. Alright, so that's what it says in Tehillim. But how did the author of Tehillim know? What does it say in the Chumash? That Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. So the Ramban says, it doesn't have to say it in... How do you know that today is Tuesday, the Ramban? How do you know today is Tuesday? We have a tradition. Everybody knows today is Tuesday. Who told them the tradition? Adam Arishan. Adam Rishon was told, the Rabbanu Shlom told Adam Rishon, on creating you, today's the sixth day, Friday, and seventh day of Shabbos, I'm going to rest, I'm not going to create anything. So the Rabbanu Shlom told us to Adam Rishon, and this is long enough, and this is Mekubal, everybody knows that. Enough with B'chol Olam Kuloi. So the Ramban says, how do we know that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaMishpat, the Yom HaDin? The Rabbanu Shlom told Adam Rishon, the day he was created, the Pirkei Rabbi Lesson says, the same day he was created, he was already a grown man. On the very same day, a few hours after he was created, he sinned by eating from the Eitz Hadas, and he was punished on the same day, and he was chased out from the Gan Eden. And the Rabbanu Shalom told him at that time, that's how the Pirkei Rabbi Lezer says, that just as I judged you today, and I punished you today for your Aveira, so too throughout all the future generations, on every Rosh Hashanah, I will judge your descendants, and decide what to do with them, for the past, and what's going to be for the next year. So the Rabbanu Shalom told Adam Arishan, so that's what the Ramban says. It's not that the Chachamim knew it based on a pasuk in Tehillim. How did the Baal HaTehillim know? B'nevuah, B'ruach HaKodesh. No, he says this precedes the Baal HaTehillim. This is a tradition from the days of Adam Arishan, as the Pirkei de Rav Lezer says. So one of the 10 kavanas that the Rav Sadia Gaon has, and the Tkiyah Shofar is, that Tkiyah Shofar is a siman that today is the Yom HaMishpat. So the Yerushalmi seems to hold, this is what I'm adding out, Rav Soloveitchik didn't explain, he just thought that maybe the Yerushalmi holds it's a din deraisa, that the din deraisa is, that in the Mokom HaBezni you blow shayfer. In Chutl Bezni you don't blow shayfer. So maybe this is the Kavona, that the Torah requires you should blow shayfer because Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaMishpat, fine, so that's one of the Kavonas you blow shayfer. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, true, it's still the Yom HaMishpat, but the Pesukim indicate that we don't blow shayfer. Why not? It's a different Kedushas HaYom, not because of Tchim. If you say the first pshat that we said, Because on Shabbos, you don't have chinas, so the Torah was never mechayiv us to blow shofar to enhance the tefillah, to make it into a zakah. No. According to this pshat, it's not because on Shabbos we don't do chinas, the Torah never was mechayiv chinas on Shabbos, it's a different word. On Shabbos, when Rosh Hashanah falls on the Shabbos, it's a different type of a Kedusha Sayyim, and that Kedusha Sayyim is not mechayiv in Tkiya shofar. This is an interesting issue, whether this, is this really so? Let's say, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos like this year, you say that the two Kedushas Hayom is blend in together to constitute a new type of a Kedushas Hayom, Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. No, either in Shtivl Shemoneh Esrei or in Chazor HaShat, whichever we do. The Gemara in Erechin on Daf Yudah and Beis says, right, the Gemara in Erechin says, why is there no chiyuv to recite Halal on Rosh Chodesh? So the Gemara says, because it's Mutar Basiyas Melach, it doesn't have a full Kedushas Hayom. So Shabbos is also Basiyas Melach, has a full Kedushas Hayom. Why is there no chiyuv to recite Halal? The Gemara says it's not called a Moed. But Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed, but it doesn't have a full Kedushas Hayom. So the Avni Nezer was bothered with this kasha. The Sochot Shavu Reb once said Shalashudas Torah, and Rosh Chodesh Chaliz B'Shabbos, so he spoke about this kasha. So when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, there should be an obligation. So when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, there should be an obligation to recite Halal Shalom in Medina. We only say Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh, because it's only a minute. But whenever you mechayev Medina to say Halal, you say Gans Halal. So whenever Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, there should be an obligation Medina to recite Halal Sholem, because it is called Moed, Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed, and it's Igdish Basiyas Malacha, because it's Shabbos. So that was his teret, that the two Kedushas don't blend in together to constitute one, they're separate Kedushas. But others are done on this, whether he's right or wrong. There seems to be, the rough point that there seems to be a Machlokes in Rishonim and Brachas, whether this is right or wrong. David Nezah has a tshuva about it also, he talks about a similar thing. Right. So according to Beis Shammai, that you say a separate bracha for Yontif and a separate bracha for Shabbos and the Shmona Esrei. So Beis Shammai seem to hold clearly that the unrelated Kedushas Hayom, they don't blend in together to constitute one new Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos Yontif together. Our Shabbos Rosh Chodesh together. The Shaila that we pass from like this Hillel, that whenever you have Yontif Shchalis B'Shabbos, you recite one bracha in the Shmona Esrei to include both Kedushas Hayom. So what does that imply? Does that imply that the two Kedushas blend into Medina? We only say Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh, because it's only a minute. But whenever you mechayev Medina to say Halal, you say Gans Halal. So whenever Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, there should be an obligation Medina to recite Halal Sholem, because it is called Moed, Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed, and it's Igdish Basiyas Malacha, because it's Shabbos. So that was his teret, that the two Kedushas don't blend in together to constitute one, they're separate Kedushas. But others are done on this, whether he's right or wrong. There seems to be, the rough point that there seems to be a Machlokes in Rishonim and Brachas, whether this is right or wrong. David Nezah has a tshuva about it also, he talks about a similar thing. Right. So according to Beis Shammai, that you say a separate bracha for Yontif and a separate bracha for Shabbos and the Shmona Esrei, so Beis Shammai seem to hold clearly that the unrelated Kedushas Hayom, they don't blend in together to constitute one new Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos Yontif together, our Shabbos Rosh Chodesh together. The Shaila that we pass from like this Hillel, that whenever you have Yontif Shchalis B'Shabbos, you recite one bracha in the Shmona Esrei to include both Kedushas Hayom. So what does that imply? Does that imply that the two Kedushas blend in to constitute one? Or no, they really remain two separate Kedushas Hayom. But they hold that you're able to include both in one bracha, and it's not a violation of Ein Chais Mishnayim. It's not a violation of the principle that you're not supposed to have more than one theme in Achsimus HaBrach. So that's what seems to be a Machlokes HaRishonim in Brachas. When the Gemara asks, how can you say Achsimus HaBrach HaMekadesh HaShabbos Yisro V'Hazmanim, isn't it a violation of Ein Chais Mishnayim? You conclude with two unrelated themes. So the Gemara says, no, Achasi. What does it mean, Achasi? So some Rishonim say Alosh and Achasi, they're not that dissimilar. They can live together in peace and harmony in one chasim. And other Rishonim saying, no, achasi, it's one Kedushas Hayom. It blends in together to be one Kedushas Hayom. So that's a shayla. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, he thought that the Yerushalmi meant to say that the Ikka Din Deraisa is that the Mokum Bezin Yiblo Shefer, not Beis HaMikdash is the base Tefillah. So how are you going to explain the Ayoris Asmuchas LiYerushalayim? He thought that that was difficult, and to say that that's the Rabbanon, that in Yerushalayim is the right and the Ayoris Asmuchas is the Rabbanon, is difficult. So he thought, no, that the Takana, the Ikka Din Deraisa, according to Din Deraisa, the Ikka Din Deraisa was that a Migdash Yiblo, not so much because the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokum HaKorbanis, and not so much because the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokum HaTfila, but rather because the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokum HaBezn. The Beis HaMikdash is officially the place where the Bezn HaGodl is supposed to convene, where they're supposed to meet. And even if the Bezn HaGodl happens to be on vacation this year, let's say they went to Switzerland for Rosh Hashanah, because it's too hot in there, or whatever, still Al-Pidin, until the Golas is HaSanhedrin, Al-Pidin, the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokum HaSanhedrin. That's the Mokum HaBezn. So the Mishnah says that the din always used to be that the blue shofar only in Yerushalayim or near Yerushalayim in conjunction with the bezin, bifnei ha-bezin. Why? Because the whole idea of blowing shofar, one of the many ideas, one of the ten takonis, one of the ten reasons, the ten kavonis that the Rav Sadia Gaon has in Tkiyah Shofar is that today is the Yom HaMishpat, and you blow shofar to illustrate that, to stress that theme, that today is the Yom HaMishpat. So on Rosh Hashanah Shechalis B'Shabbos, true, it's also the Yom HaMishpat, but the Pesukim indicate to us that this Kedusha Sayyam is a different type of a Kedusha. When it's Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos combined, they combine to constitute a new Kedusha Sayyam, which is not Mechayiv in such a stressing of the fact that today is the Yom HaMishpat. But in the Mikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Mokum HaSanhedrin, and the Sanhedrin's job is to do Mishpat, so there is a Din D'Oraisa that you do blow Shofar. Where the Pesuk is the problem that the Bavli is. It's not that the Mikdash will matter in Isa Deraisa. No, in Mikdash there is a Chiyuv Deraisa because that's the Mokum HaMishpat. And Chutzla Mikdash is not the Mokum HaMishpat, so there the Torah was never Mechayiv. So if one follows this line of thinking, then what happened right after the Churban HaBayis and the Sanhedrin moved to Yavne? So all the Balabatim came to Yavne to see on the first Rosh Hashanah Shcholis B'Shabbos what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai going to do. So he said, let's blow Shofar. Why did he tell him, let's blow Shofar? A hassle, and they blew Shofar. Why did he say, let's blow Shofar? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that let's blow Shofar mid'oraisa. Not let's blow Shofar mid'rabbanan. Let's blow Shofar mid'oraisa. Because now that the Bezn HaGodl moved its offices, and their official office is no longer the Beis HaMikdash, they went into Golis, and now their official location is in Yavne. So the Din D'oraisa now applies in Yavne. That you're supposed to blow, not that they blew in Mikdash, and the Tkiyas in Yavne was Echel HaMikdash. No. They blew a Mikdash because the Mikdash is officially the Mokum HaBezdin. And now that they're in Yavne, so Yavne is the Mokum HaBezdin. So the Tkiyas in Yavne would be a Din D'oraisa. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made nine takonis. The Gemara reconciles all the nine takonis on Lamed Aleph and Beis. So takonis sounds like a takonis de Rabbana. And according to this pshat, it comes out that it's a Din D'oraisa. So the Rav pointed out, first of all, it's not true because the Bavli holds not like the Yerushalmi. The Bavli says that this is not correct. The drasha about Yom Teruah and Zichron Teruah is not correct. That the maskanas of Bavli is that min haTorah you blow shofar all over the world, and it's only a gzera de rabba, gzera de rabbana, not to blow shofar chutz l'mikdash, gzera shama yavarenu. So the whole limitation is man haMikdash that you blow only mikdash is only a gzera de rabbanon, and mikdash they would never go. Is there an Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana de rabbanon that you shouldn't have the gzera in Yavne? So according to the maskanas of Bavli is bechlal no problem, but even so the Bavli Lishitosa says later that this is one of the nine takonis. But even if one should search in the Yerushalmi, I didn't look, even if one should look in the Yerushalmi and find that the Yerushalmi also says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made nine takonis, and they'll count this as one of the nine takonis of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Lashon HaMishnah is Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Sounds like it's a takona. It's also not a kasha, because the Gemara says later that one of the nine takonis of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was really a Din D'oraisa. That the Yom Hanif Kulo Yosur, that the day of Tnufa Sa'imer, that the first day Chol HaMoed, it's forbidden to eat Chodesh all day long. So the Gemara says, that's not a Takana de Rabbanan, that's a Din D'oraisa. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's Taka Din D'oraisa. So what does it say in the Mishnah? Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So the Gemara says, Hiskin just means he was Mefarsim the Din D'oraisa. Dorash v'Hiskin, he gave a drasha, he gave a shir, and he made popular, he was Mefarsim what the Din D'oraisa is. A Takana doesn't always imply that it's a Takana de Rabbanan, that the Chachamim were changing the Din D'oraisa. Sometimes Takana means that he instituted a tikkun, he straightened out the din, so that everybody should know Mikara Labor, that this is the din, not necessarily a Din D'Rabbanan. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested, according to the Yerushalmi, that it's a din deraisa, that in Migdash you do have a chiyuv to blow. And in Begvulin, there's no chiyuv deraisa to blow at all. It could be that the nature of the din in Migdash that you do blow is because Migdash is the Makom HaSanhedrin, not because Migdash is the Makom HaTfilah, not because Migdash is the Makom HaKorbanis. It's another tzad, we didn't mention that earlier, the Ravid, the bottom of the Rif in Sukkah, claims that the reason why Migdash you do blow and not Begvulin is because Migdash is the Makom HaKorbanis HaKorbanis, and it speaks in Chumash of Tkiya Shofar in connection with HaKorbanis HaKorbanis, Tkiyas Chatzotzos, Al Olaseichem Al Zidchei Shamem. So the Ravid claims that's the reason why Migdash was different. That the takana not to blow shofar begvulin was never instituted in Migdash, not because Ein Shavuos BaMigdash, but rather because Ein Shavuos BaMigdash means something that has to do with the hakrovas hakorbanos. So what does shofar have to do with the korbanos? He says, no, it does have to do, because the psukim say in Chumash BaMidvan BaHaloyscha that you should blow shofar at certain times of the year in connection with hakrovas hakorbanos. So there are three possibilities over here to explain. The first mandam in the Bavli, which the Bavli rejects completely, to say that this is a din deraisa, the Rishami seems to hold like that. In the Masechet Sofim, whose nusach hatfila we follow, is based on that shita say Rishami, that it's a real din deraisa. Because the nusach hatfila that we daven, we're not supposed to daven in modern Hebrew. We're not supposed to daven in colloquial Hebrew. We're supposed to daven in a biblical Hebrew. That's how the Rishonim said. And that's why the Avudram and the Ibn Yarchi and other Rishonim have Sforim on the Siddur, where they search a mocker in Tanakh for every single phrase in the Siddur. The Psukah de Zimur is Avada, that's in Siddur. Oz Yosher is in Siddur. Rav David is in Siddur. Haidu is also in Siddur. But the Nusach of the Bracha, so they find a mocker in Tanakh for every single phrase that you have in the Bracha, because they're working on the assumption, based on Gemaris and the Dorim and the Brachas, that every Tfilah has to be recited in the Biblical Hebrew. Not in the Mishnaic Hebrew, not in the Talmudic Hebrew. Piyutim we have in and Otz Koitzitz Hebrew, Otz Koitzitz Lashon, you have a very difficult Hebrew, especially the Slichas, nobody knows what to say. But they just know generally they're asking for Mechila, because the words are so hard. But the Nusach HaTfilah, the Anshak Nes HaGdolah, and the Sarkain, the guiding principle was that it has to be in a biblical Hebrew. So if the Masech HaSofim claims, and that's what we follow, then when Rosh Hashanah is Chol Yis B'Shabbos, we say Zichon Truah. When Rosh Hashanah is Chol Yis B'Chol, we say Yom Truah. So they seem to be assuming that this is what the Psukim in the Chumash are referring to. Yom Tshuva goes on Rosh Hashanah Shchol Yis B'Chol. The Zichon Tshuva is referring to Rosh Hashanah Shchol Yis B'Shabbos. Otherwise it's a Melitza. Otherwise that's not Biblical Hebrew. So you're using a Nusach HaTfilah, assuming that that is a Biblical Hebrew, on the assumption that Tkiyas HaDeraisa and Migdash and Bigvul, and you don't blow Shofar in HaDeraisa. So this distinction that the Yerushalmi seems to hold cannot be based on Malachim. That's what the Bavli says, that's impossible. It must be based on some other notion. So either it's based on the notion that the Migdash is the basic base tefillah yikar l'cholam, so on the Mokam HaTfilah, you enhance your tefillahs by having Zaka even on Shabbat. Or like the Ravid writes in Sukkah, the Ravid on the Rif writes in Sukkah that in based on Migdash, you have to blow Shofar in conjunction with the HaKrovis HaKorbanos, but really not, because it's not in conjunction with the Korbanos. But in Migdash, yes. And then you'll have the problem of why was Chutz LiYerushalayim? Chutz LiYerushalayim doesn't relate. Or the third possible pshat is that the Tkiyas Shofar is a simon of the fact that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaMishpat, the Yom HaDin, so there's more of a chiyuv to blow Shofar in Migdash in Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim is officially the Mokom where the Bez Nagol is supposed to be located. Rashi HaChumash at the end of Yisro, in the beginning of Mishpatim, explains the quotes from the Mechilta. Why is it that in the end of Yisro the Chumash speaks about building a Mizbach HaDomeh, and then in the beginning of Mishpatim speaks about being Dan Dinei Torah? What's the connection between a Mizbeach and a Bezdin? So he says, Lalamdoch, to teach her that you have to have Bezdin, Samach LaMizbeach. That the Bez Nagodol has to be located in the Beis HaMikdosh. And the Gemara says in Yume that the Lishkas HaGoz is the room where the Bez Nagodol was officially located, was Chetzi BaKodesh and Chetzi BaChol. Half of it had Kedushas HaZorah and the other half didn't. So the Bez Nagodol sat, and the half that didn't have Kedushas HaZorah, because in the half that has Kedushas HaZorah, you're forbidden to sit. So what, they have to have a room that's half yam, half no? Somebody by mistake may sit in the other half of the room. No, they have to have a room that's half Kodesh, that it should be Mamish Samach LaMizbeach. It should be half of their room has Kedushas HaZorah. It has to be so Samach to the Mizbeach.
If you say, like the Rav, the whole
Tkiyas Shofar
is the
Kodesh.
Why shouldn't you say
it by Tfilah
also for the same time?
If
the Shaman forms to say that?
Yeah, but still not. It's Bimkom Kabbalah. It's not the same. Not the right thing. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested if one should say this third Mahalo, that the din deraisa always was like that, according to the Rishonim, that the tkiyas are deraisa in Migdosh, and not Bigvur because Migdosh is the Mokum Bezin, then the takonis of Bechman Zaka is not a takonis de Rabbonon. Then it's Dorash Vihiskin. He made a takonis deraisa. He said, not only when the Bezna Gordel is in Yerushalayim, which is officially the place where they're supposed to be, but even if they leave Yerushalayim, they go to Yavne. But sof kol sof, it is a Bezna Gordel. So that's called the Mokum of Bezna Gordel. So there would be tkiyas deraisa. No, no, it means where the Bezna Gordel is. The Gemara just says, what if the Bezna is there be crowed? They're just passing through the town, but they never officially established an office there. So the Gemara says, that's perhaps a machloek satanon. They didn't be crowed. This pshat, that the Tkiyas and Yavne should be a din deraisa, this is a little bit subject to a tremendous chiddush, because it's simple reading in the Gemara and the Mishnah is that it's only takana de rabbanan.
Why do you have to say that
it's a don't have to say. Could say.
If the
Could be. It could. There's no hacker. It's possible. The Rav Soloveitchik suggested it's possible to say that it's Dorish Vihiskin that he made it into a din deraisa. It was kaveh that this should be the din deraisa. There is, however, an issue that may knock out the possibility of this pshat. The question is, if you have a Bezna Gadol that meets anywhere other than in Beis HaMikdosh, does it have the status of Bezna Gadol, or is it just an imitation Bezna Gadol? Because the Gemara learns that in Sanhedrin, Malamet Sham Bokum Golem. It says in connection with the Zochem Mamre, Kipalim Im Chadovel HaMishpah, when you have a Shaila and the Rabbanim have a Machlek, and they can't resolve the issue, they can't come to a Maskoneh. So the Torah requires to come to the Alisa Ramokam, Shivka Hashem Alakech, you should go to the Bezna Gadol and they should paskin. So the Gemara says the Psak of the Bezna Gadol only makes the Chacham who paskins against them into a Zaka Mamre. If their Psak was issued, Min Amok Mahu means Malamit Shamokam Gorim. Only if the Bezna Gadol was in their office in Yerushalayim. If the Bezna Gadol was in Yavne, and somebody passes against, doesn't accept the Pesach, he won't be Chayv Nisimitam Zokam Mamet. That's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin.
That's another din.
Also based on the same passage, but that's another din. So the issue is this din, that there's no halacha, there's no onish misa of the Zokam Mamet for one who passes against the Bezna HaGadol, whenever they're in Yavne, whenever they're not Bimkaimam in Lishkas HaGazis, is that a Xeris HaKosev only with respect to Zokam Mamet? Xeris HaKosev B'Yalma? Or perhaps that pasuk means that they don't have the status of Bezna Gadol if they're not Bimkoimam. If they're Bimkoimam, Haroi Lahem Dehainu, Samachlam is Beach, Sanhedrin Samachetalam is Beach, then they have the din of Bezna Gadol. When they're not in their official place where they're supposed to be, maybe it's just an imitation Bezna Gadol, maybe it's a fake. So the Rav pointed out, this he has printed in his Kuntres on Kiddush HaChodesh. I think that was the first Yahrzeit Rosh. As I said, the year after his father passed away, and it's reprinted a few times. So he said that it seems to be a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvah. The Rambam claims that Kiddush HaChodesh can only be done by the Bezna HaGadol. Period. Based on a Medrash, he quotes a Mefilta de Rashbi, only Bezna HaGadol can do Kiddush HaChodesh. So the Ramban says that's ridiculous, because the Gemara has in Rosh Hashanah at the end of the second Perek, but until the days of Abaye Verovi, the Rambam quotes himself, until the days of Abaye Verovi, they still used to do Kiddush HaChodesh al Pi Ariyah in Eretz Yisrael. So until the days of Abaye Verovi, there was a Bezna Gadol. It's ridiculous. Where was that Bezna Gadol? The Rambam says it's impossible. From the year 30 on, 40 years before the Churban Habayis, 40 years before, the Gemara says the Bezna walked out of their offices, they were Galum, Elishkas HaGozes, and they no longer, the Ramban adds on, it doesn't say this anymore, they no longer had the status of Bezna Gadol. So from the year 30, there was no Bezna Gadol. So how can the Rambam say that Kiddush HaChodesh HaPiyariya can only be done by the Bezna Gadol? And it was continued up until the middle of the days of Abaye Verovi. That was way after the year 30. So there was no Bezna Gadol in existence. So the Nosei Kelim on the side of the Sefer HaMitzvah say, and it's the Sefer Kufnim Gimel on the Mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, they're saying, what is the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds that that Kiddush HaChodes can only be done by Bez Nagodol, how can he talk all there's a Bez Nagodol till the days of Abai Barovet? So the answer, the Rambam's opinion obviously is the Melamed Shalmokim Golem, the Drasha that we derive from that pasuk, who comes to the Elisa Lamokim, is only a miut, it's only a local din in Hilchos Zochem Mamre. It doesn't apply to the Shem Bez Nagodol. It doesn't mean to say that whenever the Bez Nagodol is not in Yerushalayim, they don't have the status of Bez Nagodol. They can be anywhere and they will have the status of Bez Nagodol. So just won't be an Oymish Misa for the Zochem Mamre who will paskin against them. So according to this whole shot, this whole possibility is only if one should assume like the Rambam, the way the Nefoshim say the Rambam holds, that the Bez Nagodol even in Yavne do have a din of Bez Nagodol, just that there's no ownership of Zochem Mamre. So then it's Nitan Layom, it's still not Mukhra. It's Nitan Layom, one can insist that when Hiskin Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai that you blow Shofar Bifnei Bezin, one can say that that's really a din derais. Not necessarily so. You can still say it's only in the official place where it's supposed to be, in Yerushalayim. But what it's shaykh to say that it should be a din derais. That's how the Gemara says later, yeah. The Gemara says the Machlokes is Hatanim, and we need Dafke Bez Nagodol or any Bez Nagodol. Even the Dachas needs Bez Nagodol. For the Medida, for the Medida, we need Bez Nagodol. Yeah. Same Shaila Mistam. Same shaila, the Rambam and the Ramban. Would it be shaykh to have an egel aruf in the last 40 years? Stamer, or after? Or after the Korban Abayin? Stamer, the same shaila. Do you have it in a Bez Nagodol or not? The Ran quotes in the name of the Rif, and his Gemara in the Rif himself, he doesn't discuss it, but the Ran quotes in the name of the historical point that the Rif blew shayfer on Rabbi Yigdush and Mishlaim, the outskirts of Mishlaim. And then Mishachar Beis Hamikdash, Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai made a takana that he blows shofar and Yavne and Kol Mokom Sheyesh Bo Bez. And one Tana disagrees and he says, no, he's from Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai, Ela Bi Yavne Bovad. Rabbi Lozer says only on Yavne. Omru Loi, so the other Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Lozer, Echad Yavne Vechad Kol Mokom Sheyesh Bo Bez. Not only Yavne, any city with his Bez. So the Gemara asks, the Bryce and the Mishnah appear to imply that there are three opinions over here. Mishnah. Where are the three opinions? Rabbi Lozer holds it only in Yavne. Takanat Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai is only in Yavne. And the Tana Kama and the third Tana say the exact same thing. Echad Yavne v'echad Kol Mokom Sheyesh Bo Bez. So what is their dispute? Sounds like there's some kind of a shade of difference between the first Tana and the third Tana. So the Gemara asks, Omru Loi Hayne Tana Kama? Isn't the third opinion identical with the Tana Kama? Exactly verbatim, the same thing word for word. So the Gemara answers, Iker Benayu, obviously there is some machlokes, and machlokes is Beidina Dikroi. So the simple translation of the words, Rashi explains as Beidina Dikroi, what if the Bezin HaGadol happens to be passing through town, but they never really established. And Kol Mokom Sheyesh Bo Bez. No Moshe Bez. So the Ran suggests that maybe the Rif understood Ike Beinai Beidina Dikroi, if you have a Bezin that doesn't have smicha, so why they call the Bezin Shlichu Sayuk Rabdinon, that's the Machlekes HaTanoim, whether they too are permitted to blow shofar, if they're allowed to blow shofar in the presence of such a Bezin or not. And because the whole issue is only a Shai Lebidah Rabbonon, so the Rif went Lekule, and he felt that in the presence of any Choshev a Bezin, you have the right to blow shofar. It wasn't accepted by Yad Vashem. It's a very unpopular notion. Even the Talmidei Rif, they said, Talmidei Rif didn't follow the practice of the Rif. Very few Chachamim followed the Rif, that they should blow Shofar and Rashan is called Yad Vashem. After Mohammed Sheshu Tayamim, when they recaptured the old city, so on the first, I think the second Rosh Hashanah, after the war, so the Chachamim were discussing, that Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. So they were discussing whether they should blow Shofar or not because it's Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim and all the cities near Yerushalayim, you blow Shofar even on Shabbos. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that not. He thought that the Iker Pshat and the whole din of the war, so the Chachamim were discussing, that Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. So they were discussing whether they should blow Shofar or not because it's Yerushalayim.
And Yerushalayim and all the cities near Yerushalayim, he blows shofar even on Shabbat. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that not. He thought that the Iker Pshat and the whole din afilu bizman ha-migdash was not that in Migdash you blow because ain't shmuz ba-migdash. Not because it's the makom hakrovas ha-korbonim. If it's because ain't shmuz ba-migdash or because makom hakrovas ha-korbonim, said one can insist that if kitchel osig lovoi, so Yerushalayim still maintains that kedusha, and you can still say that ain't shmuz ba-migdash. You can still say that it's the makom al-pidin is the makom hakrovas ha-korbonim. So he thought that the Iker was like the Rambam, like the other Rishonim, that all along the din was that you blow shofar and migdash because the migdash is the makom ha-bezdin. And that's why he was pushing so much at that time to insist that even according to the Yerushalmi Svara, that it's a din there, right? That the migdash ha-yi peken av lo madin, maybe that also depends on the fact that the migdash is the makom ha-mishpat, the makom ha-bezdin. Not because migdash is migdash, migdash is the base tefillah, migdash is the makom karbonis. No, because migdash is the makom ha-mishpat. But Bizman said that we don't have any Bezdin in Lishkas HaGaz. He said, Vajitagasim, that we have the Makom HaMikdash, we have the old city, but you don't have any Bezdin over there. So it's a blife, the same as anywhere else in the world. It doesn't have, even though Kitchen, even if one should assume that Kitchen lost the love, right? But it's still, you don't have any Bezdin over there, so still you cannot blow shake. The Gemara later on Laman Omer Aleph quotes a Braise. That not only the Mishnah has later in Rosh Hashanah, that not only do you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, you have to blow shofar on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, every 50th year when you have Yovel. So the Torah says, "Vavayta shofar tshuva b'chodesh ha-shvi b'yasa l'chodesh, tavivu shofar b'chol ha-artzcha." A mitzvah to blow shofar on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. The Gemara lazat from the Pesukim that it has the same dinim of tkiya shofar that you have on Shabbat. You have to blow tkiya, true tkiya, three times and everything. Malchus and shofar is the same nusach ha-tfilah. You don't say Yom HaZikaron HaZeh, you say Yom HaKippurim HaZeh, but you say the Malchus Tuchenu Shofar is just like on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara has a braisa that on Yom Kippur, Shal Yovel, when you blow Shofar, you also only blow Bizman Bezdin, V'yin Bezdin, only in conjunction with Bezdin. What kind of a din is that? So the Pashtus, the Belt learns is that it's a similar din to the din of Rosh Hashanah Shacholi is B'Shabbos. How does the Bavli learn? Hashanah Shchali is B'Shabbes, B'Migdash HaYitar Ben Avloi B'Amdin, it's there, the Rabban Hashem Miyavirenu. That's only when Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, when you're forbidden to carry. Hashanah falls out on a weekday, you're permitted to carry. So there's no Gzeira. But on Yom Kippur, it's always Yom Kippur Shchali is B'Shabbes. Every Yom Kippur is Shchali is B'Shabbes. Yom Kippur has a din like Shabbos, you're never permitted to carry on any Yom Kippur. So every Yom Kippur Shal Yovel is built in, and it's Yom Kippur Shchali is B'Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is always a din of Shabbos that you're not allowed to carry. So and every time you have the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar on Yom Kippur, you always have the problem of the Gzeira de Rabbe. So they said, you always have to limit it. And every Yom Kippur, Shal Yovel, when you blow Shofar, it's only Bifnei Bezdin, the Yim Bezdin, Til Chatzos when the Bezdin is Yeshvin, and after Chatzos when the Bezdin is no longer convened, you don't blow Shofar and so on. So the Belt says pshat that it's only a Takona de Rabbe. The Ritva on this Gemara says no. He says that on Tkiyas Yom Kippur, Shal Yovel, the limitation that you only blow in connection with Bezdin, in conjunction with Bezdin, that's already a din derais. It's not a limitation there, Rabbana. Why? So it says, the Iker Tkiya Shofar on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, the Gemara says in the first parak on Daf Tes, is to announce to the world, Shiluach Avodim. Krosim Jorabar Zvachol Yashvat, to blow Shofar, to announce that the Avodim are going free. And the Iker Shiluach Avodim is proclaimed by the Bezdin, by their Tkiyas. So everybody else true with the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel is not only a chiv on the Bezdin, it's a chiv on every individual person also, but it's only every person in conjunction with the Bezdin. The din deraisa is like that. So the din deraisa would be that you only blow Kol Zman She Bezdin Yoshvim, and only if you live near the Bezdin. If you live far away from the Bezdin, you wouldn't blow Shofar on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel mid deraisa. Not a gzera de rabban, nothing to do with the gzera de rabban. The Ritva wants to say that that din is a din deraisa. It's a chiddush. Sachron and Tupel, what they need. Right.
Right. They were responsible for the council of Yovel.
They are responsible for creating the Yovel. And then the Gemara says in the first parak on Daf Tes, what happens if the Bezdin doesn't blow Shofar? The Rambam passes like this. What happens if the Bezdin doesn't blow Shofar? Doesn't say Bezdin. What happens if they didn't blow Shofar on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel? So the Gemara says, and then the whole Yom Kippur is over, so they lost their chance. So the Gemara says, that year doesn't have the dinim of Yovel. That Kiyah Shofar is ma'akiv. The Gemara says, the other dinim of Yovel are not ma'akiv, let the people didn't observe the dinim of Shiluach Avodim. That in Evidipi goes free, Vishnasa Yovel. Or the din of the other dinim of Yovel. Whatever other dinim there are, Hachzor HaSodah, he said, the fields go back to Yovel. Or the Avodis HaKakal, you're not permitted to do Avodis HaKakal, you obviously. Even if the people violate the mitzvahs of Yovel, that the Kedushas HaYovel is there. Let's say the people on Mechal Shabbos, the Kedushas HaShabbos disappears, the Vetter says Shabbos, no. But on Yovel, the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk that if they didn't fulfill the mitzvahs of Yovel, so the Kedushas HaYovel is not present. And the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanai, which mitzvahs on Ma'akev in the Chalois Kedushas HaYovel. So the Rambam Pasuk is like that Tana, that Kiyas HaShofar and Yom Kippur Shal Yovel is Miyakev. If they didn't blow Shofar and Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, then the whole Kedushas HaYovel is not Chal. It's not Chal. So who is not blowing Shofar is Miyakev. What does that mean? So the Gemara says Mistavre and Daf Tes. The Gemara says Mistavre, like that Tana, that Kiyas Shofar and Yovel is Miyakev, because the Kiyas has a Shachos with the Bezna. The Bezna Gola are the ones who are counting every year to live. The Sefer Torah Chasheva Shapsa Shem Sheva Shem Sheva Tomim, they have the mitzvah to count up Tilish Nasa Yevil, and then they have the Iker mitzvah, Tkiyas Shofar and Yom Kippur Shal Yevil is Mutal on the Bezin, and then everybody else in conjunction with the Bezin, like the Ritva says. Everybody else blows only Bizman Bezin, the In Bezin, the Deraisa, everybody's Tkiyas has to be Mitzuruf at Bezin. Because the Iker Tkiyas on Yom Kippur Shal Yevil is a Chavis at Bezin. So that's what the Gemara says in the first paragraph. That's how the Rambam passes over that Tana, that if the Bezin didn't blow Shofar and Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, then the whole year would forfeit its Kedusha. The whole Kedusha doesn't get off the ground. Moshe Ramadav Adayim, if the Bezin wouldn't be counting. What if they wouldn't count? So that's year number one. Instead of being a blank year, usually the Yovel is a blank year. Instead of being a blank year, it'll be year number one. The Mafreya, 10 days ago. Yeah, all day long. But if the Yom Kippur, Shal Yovel comes to an end, right, Lamafreya as of 10 days ago, it's not less, not so long. No, Lamafreya as of Rosh Hashanah. As of Rosh Hashanah, this was the Shemitah year. Yeah. The Gemara has a Machlekes in the Dorim. Machlekes reviewed in the Chachamim. When you have a Shnas HaYovel, do I say that Yovel counts as the first year of the next Shemitah cycle? That the years always go 7, 7, 7, 7. They don't go 50, 50, 50, and the 50th year is, you have 7, 7, 7 times, and the 50th year is a blank year, not belonging to any Shemitah. That's how we pass. Now, Yudah says, no, they go 7, 7, 7, and the Shnas HaYovel is not a blank year, it's always the first year of the next Shemitah cycle, but we don't pass like that. We pass in the Bizman Shal Yovel Noeg. Bizman has said we don't have Yovel, so you just go 7, 7. But Bizman Shal Yovel Noeg, so Yovel is a blank year. But if they didn't blow Shofar on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, then it turns out it's Mashal Amad David Emes. Bez Nagol didn't count Sfiras Hashanim, except they didn't count, so the Yovel doesn't happen by itself. So even if they counted all 49 years, and the 50th year they didn't blow Shofar on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, it's as if they didn't finish counting. So the year won't have the status of Yovel, it'll have the status of year number one. It'll turn out like Royal Muslim afraid that it wasn't the Shnas HaYovel. Didn't have any dinim of Yovel. All the dinim of Yovel won't apply. It says the Avodim don't go free until after Yom Kippur. The Gemara says in the first parak in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tes, the Avodim sit around during Aseres Metshuvah. They don't go home yet, but the boss can't make them work. Why? They're sort of in limbo. They don't know. Is it going to turn out to be Shnas HaYovel because the Bez Nagol is going to blow Shofar? The people are going to blow Shofar in conjunction with the Bez Nagol? Then it's going to come out that they were really set free from Rosh Hashanah, so the Odin had no right to make them work. But if it's going to turn out on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, they're not going to blow Shofar. It'll come out that it wasn't the Yovel. So they'll stay till next Yovel. They'll stay out ready. Another 50 years to go, right? So it says that they sit around. A plane never goes out the shoes. They never knew it. Unless they decide to go back to Baleim also, you have to wait till Yom Kippur to see if it's going to turn out to be Yovel. It may not be Yovel. If they won't blow Shofar, it'll come out that it was year number one, so it's not Yovel. Have to wait another 50 years. That's how the Gemara says. Whether this year will have the status of Yovel depends on the Kiyas of Yom Kippur. There is another Mishnah in the last Perek in Rosh Hashanah. And Daf Lamed Omed Beis. This Mishnah is the background of the whole institution of Yontav Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah. I want to discuss that a little bit. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Everybody knows that Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days are Yom HaRichter. That lotion doesn't appear anywhere in the Gemara. The Gemara has an expression, Yom HaRichter. But you get to other things. The Gemara says that all 7 days of Sukkot are Yom HaRichter. But you get to sitting in Sukkot. That's why one opinion holds that you only say Leisha by Sukkot the first night, and that's it. You don't have to say another bracha. We don't pass like that. Other places, the Gemara has Yom HaRichter. The Gemara never says Yom HaRichter by Rosh Hashanah. That's Rashi has like that. Rashi in the Tshuva. The Rosh quotes, in the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh quotes Tshuvas Rashi. That Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaRichter. Ashayla, what they say, Shechyonu on the second day. And Rashi and Gemara Beitz, they call Rosh Hashanah Yom HaRichter. The Gemara calls it a different thing. The Gemara calls it Kedusha Achas. The Gemara discusses whether when you have Yontav Sheni Shel Golias, they call it Kedusha Achas, or do you call them Shtei Kedushas? Do you treat the both days as one long Hemshah? Or do you treat each day as a separate Yontav? So Rashi rephrases that. Rashi calls it Yom HaRichter. What does that mean? What's the whole issue? Yom HaRichter, Kedusha Achas, what's the whole thing all about? No, there's three, the Gemara has three machlekes Tanoim and Amoraim. Tanoim have machlekes by three cases. One case is Yontav HaSomach LeShabbos. That's a Yontav falls out on Friday or on Sunday. That's one machlekes whether the 2 days are labeled as Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas. One machlekes by Shnei Yamim Tevim Shel Golias, the first day Pesach and the first day Shavuot, second day Shavuot. First day Pesach, second day Pesach. Is that Kedusha Achas, Shtei Kedushas? And a third machlekes by 2 days Rosh Hashanah. And they're not necessarily tali zeh bizeh. You can split the psa. So what is the whole background all about? The whole issue with the with kedusha achas shtei kedushas. What is it all about? So the Rambam writes Yeroyeli. The Rambam at the end of Hilchas Erevin writes an original chiddush in Yeroyeli. He says, I think the din is like this. He's giving you a clue to understand the whole background of the whole issue. The Rambam writes, in my humble opinion, if Yom Kippur would fall out on a Friday or a Sunday, in our calendar the Gemara says it never falls out. But the Gemara says that the Mishnah Shabbos talks about the possibility of Yom Kippur falling out on Friday or Sunday. So if Yom Kippur were to fall out on a Friday or a Sunday, if you wouldn't rig the calendar, so the Rambam writes, Yeroyeli, in my humble opinion, right there, everybody would agree that it would have the status of Kedusha Achas. But I would say that you cannot, let's say, I live over here. And there's a good chazan over here, and there's a good chazan over here. But he knows how to daven Yom Kippur to daven. He knows how to daven Shabbos to daven. My city, no one knows how to daven anything. So for Rashi, Yom Kippur, and it's chut tchum to go anywhere. So I want to leg an erevei tchumin to go on Yom Kippur to daven. In that place, Medrash, by that chazan, I want to make an erevei tchumin for Shabbos. Either Yom Kippur is Friday or Sunday. I want to have a different erevei tchumin to go a different direction for Shabbos and a different direction for Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says that that depends. You cannot have two different, let's say Friday, let's say Shabbos morning, the Chazan is going to sing in that shul, it's chut tchum. And Shabbos afternoon, the rabbi is going to give a Shabbos shuvat rosha in that shul over there. I want a chaparai and everything, and they're both chut tchum. So I want to make an erev tchum, and for Shabbos morning until 4 o'clock should be, tchum should be this direction. And Shabbos afternoon from 4 o'clock on, I want to have the tchum Shabbos the other direction. So the Mishnah says that you can't do that. For the whole Shabbos, for the whole Yontav, you have to have one tchum Shabbos. You have to be kaveh where your makam is, betchilas hayom. Wherever your makam is, betchilas hayom, that's your makam for the whole day. As the pasuk says in Chumash, shvui ishtachta v'al yetze yishmim komo b'yom ha-shvi. You have to be kaveh a makam at the beginning of Shabbos, and that's the makam for the whole day. So the Mishnah says in Erevin, so what if you have Shabbos next to Yom Tif? What if you have 2 days Yom Tif, one next to the other? What if you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, one next to the other? They treat them as a kedusha achas, they teach them as shtei kedusha. So that's the original machlekes ha-tanoim. And the machlekes amaroyim in the first parak in Beitzah. And so tutzachah pahol machlekes v'et kedusha achas v'shtei kedushas. So the Rambam writes, what's the whole background? He writes, Yeroyeli, in my opinion, kuli alma lo pligi, everybody would agree that if it's Yom Kippur hasamach l'shabbos, no sveik of the Yom, in Eretz Yisroel. And Yom Kippur has the exact same din in the Shabbos. There's no heterech on that. Shabbos and Yom Tov are not exactly identical. Yom Tov has a heterech on Erev and Shabbos doesn't, so it's hard to say, it's questionable whether you can say blends into the Kedusha Achas. But the Rambam writes, Yeroyeli, the end of Hilchas Erevin, that if you were to have Yom Kippur fall out on a Friday or on a Sunday, that everybody would agree that in that case it would be considered Kedusha Achas. because they're exactly identical Kedushas Hayom. So I say that the Kedushas Hayom that began on the first day lasts for 2 full days. Normally on a Shabbos, the Kedushas Hayom ends at the end of Shabbos because it's a Het Melacha. When you have 2 days back to back, and the Dini Melacha are identical, there's no Het Rechel Nevesh neither on Shabbos nor on Yom Kippur. So when the Kedush, the Onshim are different.
The Onshim
are different. The Mishnah in Shabbos talks about Havdalah. The Mishnah in Shabbos says you only say Havdalah when you go down in Kedusha. When you go up, you don't say Havdalah. So the Mishnah presents the Machlokes of Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, which is on a higher level of Kedusha. Shabbos or Yom Kippur. That's the Machlokes, which day has more Aliyahs. The Aliyahs represent which day has more Kedusha. On a normal weekday, you give 3 aliyahs. Right, they have Dolan Davening.
Dolan
Davening, not
Alakot.
Oh,
Davening.
Just in Tfilah alone.
So the
Mishnah has a Machlokes. Which way do you have to say Avdolah? Going, you only say Avdolah when you go down. When you go up, you don't say Avdolah. So that's Machlokes, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Whether Yom Kippur has more Kedusha than Shabbos, or Shabbos has more Kedusha than Yom Kippur. That's the Machlokes, the Achrenim, so that's the Machlokes and Megillah. How many Aliyahs do you give on Shabbos and how many on Yom Kippur? So we paskin on Shabbos there are 7, and on Yom Kippur there are 6. So that indicates that we hold that Shabbos has more Kedusha than Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Kiva holds not, so Rabbi Kiva holds that Yom Kippur has more Kedusha than Shabbos, and you give 7 Aliyahs on Yom Kippur and 6 Aliyahs on Shabbos. If you want to make a sophist, you may. But Mikra then, how many Aliyahs do you have to give? So the Mishnah discusses that. It's still not the same level of Kedusha. So the Rambam writes, even though they're not exactly identical, there is a slight difference, but he says, Yirei Ali, in his opinion, in this case, they would all agree that it would be Kedusha Achas. The Kedusha Sayyim begins on the first day, and there's no reason to say that it ends, and then it begins again for the second day. If it's going to be a repeat of what you had the first day, the same Isuri Malocha, except that you bring different Korbanos, and now there's Misa, now there's Koris if you do Malocha, and here there's a Chiyavtonis, and here there's no Chiyavtonis, there's a slight differences. But in the Hilchus Isuri Malocha, which is the essence of Kedusha Sayyim, the Iker aspect, the Iker element of Kedusha Sayyim is the Isuri Malocha, so the Isuri Malocha are identical, there's no Heter Rechel Nefesh either on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur. The Rambam writes, since they're exactly identical, so he says, in that case, everybody would agree that it's Kedusha Achas. And the Tanoim only have a Machloikis when you have Yom Tov HaSomach LeShabbos, because the Isuri Malocha are not identical. On Shabbos, there's no Heter Rechel Nefesh, and on Yom Tov there is. So that's why there's a Machloikis. So how do we paskin? So the Gemara says, by Shabbos HaSomach LeYom Tov, we paskin like the Dalet V'Kenis. The Gemara quotes, in Erev in Daf Lamaches, the Gemara quotes 4 Tanoim, who all concur, they were all of the opinion, halachika, boazikainim, that is shtei kedushas. But Shabbos hasamach leyontav is shtei kedushas, because there's a heter rechel nefesh here, there's not a heter rechel nefesh here. So it's loy nitan lehiyomer, it doesn't make sense to say that once the kedushas hayoyim masses b'malach at the beginning of the first day, it lasts for 48 hours. It can't, you have to say that something changes in the middle, because the nature of the Yisurim malach are different. The shaila is though, what if you have 2 days yontav, or 2 days Rosh Hashanah, hasmukum zalazeh. So in our Torah, there is no such thing as 2 days Rosh Hashanah, 2 days Yom. But with the Rabbanon, on the level of the Rabbanon, that you have 2 days, one after the other, so should I say that it's Kedusha Achas or Shnei Kedushas? So the Gemara has a dispute, Tanoim, the Tanoim in Erevin, the Mishnah in Erevin, Dat Lamed Ches has a Machlokes Rabbi Yosi in the Chachamim, whether 2 days Rosh Hashanah or 2 days Yom Tov is Kedusha Achas or Shnei Kedushas. And we pask in the compromise, we pask in that 2 days Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha. On the second day Yontif, I want to go, I live in Chutzlot, so I have 2 days Yontif, I want to go to hear that cousin. So on 2 days Yontif, you can, but on 2 days Rosh Hashanah, you can't. I treat the both days Rosh Hashanah, mid the Rabban, mid the Rais of the Rano, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, mid the Rabban, you have 2 days, I treat it as a Yom Arich, as Kedusha Achas. So you have to make up your mind whether your Tchum is here, your Mokum is here, your Mokum is there. And you have to make up your mind the beginning of the first day. So that's the way we pass. And Rosh Hashanah is Yom Arich, and all the other days of 2 days Yontif is shtei kedushas. What is that based on? So the Gemara explains in Beitza that that's all based on this Mishnah, on Daf Lamed and the base. What's the difference? Why are you more machmer on Rosh Hashanah than on any other time? So the Gemara explains that the reason is the following. On a regular yontif, what is it based on that you have 2 days yontif in chutz l'aretz? Sveika d'yoyim. What do you mean a sveika d'yoyim? When did this sveika d'yoyim begin? Bisman hazeh, the Gemara says, Anan b'kinim b'kviyah b'yarka. In the days of Abai v'Rav, Hillel Hasheni, who was the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, instituted the Luach. So from the days of Hillel Hasheni on, there's no longer any stake of the Yarka. So Bisman hazeh, the Gemara asks in Beit, v'hoidna d'anan b'kinim b'kviyah b'yarka. Bisman hazeh, that we follow the Luach. So what kind of stake of the Yarka? Gemara says, we follow the original practice. So what was the original practice? What was the Sveik of the Yoyma? When did that begin, that Sveik of the Yoyma? So the Goyim write in... What begin that Sveik of the Yoyma? So the Goyim write in the Tshuvas HaGoyim, it began in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. That's what they claim. Yeshua ben Nun said goodbye to Reuven the God, V'chatzi Shevet HaManasseh. So he said, go back to Eva Yard, but don't forget, you're never going to know when Yom Tov is. How are you going to know when we're declaring Rish Chodesh? So you should observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golus. That's what it says in the Tshuvas HaGoyim, that Yeshua ben Nun was the one who instituted the idea of Sveik of the Yoyma. It's a real Sveik of the Yoyma, a real Sveik of the Reis of the Chumre. Very difficult. We don't observe 2 days Yom Kippur. They never observe 2 days Yom Kippur. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chof, and the Yerushalmi has in Chale, that the Chassidim v'Anshei Maisa, the Norachan the Kotter, Chassidim v'Anshei Maisa b'Zman Hazeh, who observed 2 days Yom Kippur, based on the Babli in Yerushalmi. But Medina, they were never Machayev 2 days Yom Kippur. So you see that there never was a real... What begin that Sveik of the Yom? So the Goyim write in the Tshuvas HaGoyim, it began in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. That's what they claim. Yeshua ben Nun said goodbye to Reuven the God, V'chatzi Shevet HaManasseh. So he said, go back to Eva Yard, but don't forget, you're never going to know when Yom Tov is. How are you going to know when we're declaring Rish Chodesh? So you should observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golus. That's what it says in the Tshuvas HaGoyim, that Yeshua ben Nun was the one who instituted the idea of Sveik of the Yom. It's a real Sveik of the Yoyma, a real Sveik of the Reis of the Chumre. Very difficult. We don't observe 2 days Yom Kippur. They never observe 2 days Yom Kippur. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chof, and the Yerushalmi has in Chale, that the Chassidim v'Anshei Maisa, the Norachan the Kotter, Chassidim v'Anshei Maisa b'Zman Hazeh, who observed 2 days Yom Kippur, based on the Babli in Yerushalmi. But Medina, they were never Machayev 2 days Yom Kippur. So you see that there never was a real Sveik of the Yom. And not only b'Zman Hazeh, is it not Medina, even b'Zman Shekitcho Piyariya, nobody, the Hamoinam didn't follow, didn't observe 2 days Yom Kippur. There never was a real Sveik of the Yom. So the Netziv in his Biran Chumash explains in Parshas Emor, he says there never really was a Sveik of the Reis of the Chumre. They followed the Roi. You're not sure whether Ador is going to have, by the time it came Rosh Chodesh Nissan, they already knew how many days there were in Shvat. How long it's going to take to find out. So some of them already knew how many days there were in Shvat. But when it comes to Pesach, they don't know yet how many days there were in Ador. So how would they know whether Pesach is today or tomorrow? Sveik of the Yom, Sveik of the Reis HaLuchum. So he says, no, Raif Shanim, Ador HaStamach LeNissan has 29 days. So you have the right to follow the Raif. If it turns out that you were wrong, so Hashem HaTov Yichapaba, the Rebbeinu Shalom will forgive you, because you followed the Raif. So Medina the Reis, there is no real Sveik of the Yom on Pesach, because you followed the Raif. The Raif Pamim Ador HaStamach LeNissan is Chaser. And Rosh Hashanah also, the Gemara says, Raif Pamim Elul is Chaser. Not only is it right Pamim Elul is Chaser, the Gemara makes a statement that in the days of Ezra, it says in the Pasuk in Ezra that Elul had 30 days. Elul was Malay, and Rosh Hashanah was on the 31st day. Elul was a Chodesh Malay. But the Yamarim say, a historical statement, Mimbais Ezra the Elech, Lematzina Elul Miyubar, that Elul was never 30 days. So that's a pretty good right. That from the days of Ezra on, till the days of the Amorim, never had 30 days. And even if you don't accept that opinion in the Amorim, but the others only dispute, they say it's not 100% correct, but the Rav, they also agree that right from him, Elul is Chaser. So the Netziv writes in his Biran Chumash, the institution of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golus, even if it dates back to the days of Yeshua ben Nun, even if one should assume like the Gaonim say, it never was a real Sveik of the Reis. You can't say it's a Sveik of the Reis because they never introduced Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golus for Yom HaKippurim, for the Hamoina. There were only Chassidim and Shemaisi, Yechidis Gula, who fasted both days and who abstained from Malacha both days and so on. Mikir Adin, there's no Sveik of the Yom, you follow the Reis. It's only a Takona de Rabbonim or a Minig. That's a Shaila in Beitza. Whether Bizman Shekitshu al Piyoriya, Rashi learns it's a Machlekes Amorayim. Whether Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golus was a takana de rabbanon, or it was a minik. And this man hazeh, that anan b'kiinan b'kriya diyarch, and we still continue to observe Yantav Sheni, now it's a machlokes tesis in Iran. Well, the Yantav Sheni that we observe is a takana de rabbanon or a minik. Tesis sheet is that it's only a minik, and the fact that we recite brachas on the second day Yantav is a haichocha in the eyes of Tesis that you recite a bracha even when you do a minik. That's why Tesis paskens you say a bracha when you recite halal on Rosh Chodesh, even though it's only a minik. And the Ran disagrees with Tesis, says that's not a raya. And Tavshenu Shel Goli says takana de rabbanon, it's not a minik. I think Gemara says hizoru b'minik avasechem yedechem. It doesn't mean a minik. You should continue the practice that your forefathers had. You should continue the observance. It doesn't mean a minik. You should continue the observance that your forefathers had, that they always observe 2 days yant. You should continue it now also. It's the takana de rabbanon. That's the wording of the takana de rabbanon, but it doesn't mean that it's only minik. So that's a machlek is the Ran and Tesis and Sukkah Daf Nevov. Well, the Yom Tov Sheni Bizman is the Takana de Rabbanon or a minik. So I'll call upon him. The Gemara says, what is the background of Yom Tov Sheni? Whether it's a de Rabbanon or it's a minik, it's not a derais, it's not a real fake derais, but what is the background of the Takana de Rabbanon, or what is the background of the minik? That we act as if there's a sfeik of the Yom. There really isn't, but we make believe as if there's a sfeik of the Yom. So what does it mean a sfeik of the Yom? It means that either today is Rosh Hashanah, tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. Either today is Pesach or tomorrow is Pesach. But it's not that we say that both days are Pesach. That's impossible. So the Gemara says, if that's impossible, so it's mimonav shachida hayoim kodesh olamacha chol olamacha kodesh v'hayoim chol. So that's cool. Shtei kedushas. You can't call that kedusha achas. That there's a kedusha sayam that goes on both days. It's not true. It's either one day is kodesh or the other day is kodesh. It can't be both. So that's why we pass in l'aloche that on all other yom tavsheni shel golias, it's not a yom arichta. It's not a kedusha achas. It's shtei kedushas, and you can make one erevei tchumah to go on the first day yom tov in one direction, and a different Erev Tchumet to go in the other direction. So Manish Tana Rosh Hashanah, all of the other days. So that's what the Gemara in Beitza quotes this Mishnah on Laman Amid Beis. Rosh Hashanah falls out on Rosh Chodesh. So you don't know every year. Rosh Hashanah falls out on Rosh Chodesh. So how do you know when it's Rosh Chodesh? The Yedim have to come. It's Man Shohayim Mekachim Al Piyari. Until the days of Abai Verove, when they instituted the fixed calendar that we follow, so for years and years, they used to wait till the Eidim would come. So the Eidim would come in the middle of the day. They're not going to come, they can't come Balaila. And the Bezdin can't declare on Erev Rosh Hashanah that tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. They have to declare on Rosh Hashanah that today is Rosh Hashanah. So it comes Rosh Hashanah Balaila, they can't be Mekabalatis, they can't be Mekadish Rosh Hashanah Balaila. In the morning. So in the morning of Rosh Hashanah, they know whether the Eidim are going to come at the crack of dawn. They don't know. So they have to wait. Sometimes the Eidim come 9 in the morning, 10 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon. They can come all day long. When the Eidim come and Bezin declares that today is Mekudesh HaChodesh, Mekudesh, Mekudesh, they declare today is Rosh Chodesh. So it only becomes Rosh Chodesh Mikana Lahavo. So up until that time you're permitted to do Malacha. No, the whole day is one unit of a day. So when they declare that today is Mekudesh HaChodesh, today is Rosh Chodesh, Memele, today is Rosh Hashanah, so it's Chalak, Dusha Sayyam of Rosh Hashanah, Milim Afreya, as of last night. So it comes out that we were forbidden to do Malacha from last night on. So that's why the Mishnah says we better not do any malacha every year on the 30th day. And every day Rosh Chodesh is not such a big problem. The women abstain from malacha. Saminig. Sasofik. So do abstain. I don't know what the women would do, I don't know, about abstaining from malacha. But on Rosh Hashanah it's a problem. On Rosh Hashanah it's a problem. So the Mishnah says that they were never permitted to do malacha on the 30th day of Elul. Maybe it'll turn out to be Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says that most of the time it did turn out. Or all the time it turned out. One opinion, the Gemara, is from the days of Ezra on, and Sefer Ezra, it's recorded that year it was a Chodesh Moleh, that the month of El had 30 days, and Rosh Hashanah is on the 31st. But Mimois Ezra Yelech, it never happened or it rarely happened. Either it rarely happened or it never happened, one or the other. So every year on the 30th of Elul, everybody had to abstain from Malacha. Maybe it'll turn out that Edom will come, and the Bezin will declare today as Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Hashanah will come out, that Milim Afreyah was also Basiyas Malach. So the Mishnah tells the story on Laman Amin Aleph, Laman Amin Beis. Barishayna, originally the din was, they had the right to be Mekabel Eidus all day long, even late in the afternoon, before Shkia. Pam Achas, once it happened, Nishtahu Eidim Ilovo, the Eidim came very late in the day, before Shkia, but they came after Hakrovis Tamish Lebein Abayi. In the Beis HaMikdash, Bizman HaMikdash, they didn't bring the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim like we daven Mincha 20 minutes before Shkia, or 20 minutes after the Shkia. They used to bring the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim 3 o'clock in the afternoon. By Plaga Mincha, they were finished. By Plaga Mincha, they were finished. They were finished bringing the korban. So you have plenty of time. You have another hour left till Shkia. So once it happened that the Yadim came after the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim was already offered, in Iskalkalu Halavim Bishir, and it turned out that the Levim sang the wrong shir, because if they would have known that it's Rosh Hashanah, they would have sang the Shir Shal Yom of Rosh Hashanah. And since they didn't realize, they thought it's going to turn out to be a plain weekday, because it was already so late in the afternoon, so they said the Shir Shal Chol. So the Chacham considered this such a terrible tragedy. With the Araisa, you have to sing Shira. But there's no din the Araisa, what Shira you have to say? They made a takana de rabbana that every day you have to say a different shira. Shir Shal Yom, on Sunday a different shira, Monday a different shira, and Rosh Hashanah is a different shira, and Pesach is a different shira, and Shavuos.
They put the wrong kabbalas. They didn't bring the kabbalas.
The Musafim, right. That's what Tosis has a long discussion of that kash. That's a very strong kash. Tosis and other Rishonim discuss that kash. But the Mishnah somehow is not worried about that. That's the problem that all the Rishonim work out. The Mishnah is only worried about the fact that Niskalkalu Halavim Bishir. The kilkel that occurred was that they said the wrong shir. So they were so, the Chachamim was so aggravated that the wrong shir shal yom was recited in the Beis HaMikdash, Heskinu, they made a takana, Shalo yuhu mekabim elo ada mincha. It only be mekabim leidim if they come before HaKrovis Pomnus Shal Beinu Abayim. Yeah. They can blow shayfer, that's not a problem. There was still time left. There was still time left. But they couldn't, or they blew before Allah Safi. Maybe they did before B'li Bracha, Allah Safi. Maybe it'll turn out to be Rosh Hashanah. But the Shia, they said the wrong Shia. So they made a takone never to be mekabel edus min amincha lamayil. So what happens in bo edim min amincha lamayil? What do you do if the edim come after the hakrovas talmud shebein abay? What do you do? So really today should have been Rosh Hashanah. But we have a takone not to make today Rosh Hashanah. We have a right to. The din is atem afilu mizidim. Bez nagonel can rig the kiddush achodesh. If they want, they can ignore the edim and make tomorrow Rosh Chodesh. If they want, they can make today Rosh Chodesh, even if the Edom don't come. That's a din of Atem. Elam Yad HaShem Shetikru Oysom. Al Tikru Oysom Ela Atem, because the Chumash is written Chasavav. Aleph Tav Mem. So the Mishnah says, since the Edom came in Amuch Lamaylo, and really should have been today, should have been Rosh Hashanah. But because of this Takana, we don't make today Rosh Hashanah, so we make tomorrow Rosh Hashanah. So what's with the end of today? After the Kohanim offered the Talmud Shebein Abayim in the Beis HaMikdash, so we know for sure that they will not declare today as Rosh Hashanah. It's impossible. Because they have a takana not to be mekabel edus ben amincha lamayla. So mekabel abo, the last hour and a half of the day, I should say, you're permitted to do malacha. For those who know, for those who are in the Beis HaMikdash, they can go turn on the televisions, they can write the letter, they can do whatever they want. So the Mishnah says no. If the Edom come in amincha lamayla, noagim osu hayom kodesh olamacha kodesh. That was a takana satanon. We don't allow you to do malacha today. Why not? But it's not Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah midirabbanon. It's Rosh Hashanah midirabbanon. See, the way we have Rosh Hashanah today, we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. The first day Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah deraisa, and the second day is the make-believe Rosh Hashanah midirabbanon. But here, if the Edom come in Amincha Lamailo, and the Bezin are not mekabel the Edom, so the first day is the fake Rosh Hashanah midirabbanon, and the second day is the Rosh Hashanah deraisa. They're going to declare tomorrow as Rosh Hashanah. Why do they declare today is Rosh Hashanah? Why don't they allow us to do malach in the last hour and a half of the day? So the Gemara explains, because the people next year will remember, look what happened last year. They made us observe Issa Malach all day long. We lost so much parnasa, we couldn't do our homework, whatever. They wanted to do so many different things all day work. We're going to do again the same thing this year. We're going to abstain from malach all day long. Then the last hour and a half, they tell us, Rabbi, say it's all a fake, it's a mistake, you're permitted to do malach. So in order that the people shouldn't be mezalzel next year and the years to come and do malach, and it'll turn out that the first day will be Rosh Hashanah, the Edom will come before the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim. So they said, Noagim Osu Yom Kodesh, you have to abstain from Malacha till the end of the first day. So the Gemara in Beitz explains that it's only on Yontif Rosh Hashanah that you have such an idea that both days are Vada Yontif. Midiraisa, there is no such thing as 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Clearly only Midirabbanon. But even Midirabbanon, what's the nature of the din that you have 2 days? Right, so the nature of the din of 2 days yontif by Pesach, or 2 days yontif by Shavuos, or 2 days yontif by Sukkot, or by Shmini Atzeres, that's b'teira sveika d'iraima. True, there's no sveika d'iraisa, the Netziv says, but midirabbanon amitaminik, you make believe as if there's a sveika d'iraima. But sveika d'iraima by definition means either today or tomorrow, but it's not both. So that's why we're passing that cannot be yoyim arifsa. It cannot be kedusha achas. It's not that the Kedusha Sayim extends for 2 days. It's not. But by Rosh Hashanah, Midirabbanan, the both days have Kedusha. One day has Kedusha Midirais, and the second has Kedusha Midirabbanan, both Peteres Vadai. One is a Vada Yontif Derais, and one is a Vada Yontif Midirabbanan. So if you would have Yontif HaSamach LeShabbos, Shabbos HaSamach LeYontif, then we pass from that Shtei Kedushas. Because the Kedushas are different. One has a Heter Rechel Nevesh, one doesn't. But if you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, that's like the Rambam said, that's Yom Kippur next to Shabbat. Yom Kippur next to Shabbat, the Rambam says, there never was a Machlokes. Everybody agrees. Because they're both on a level of the right, Yom Kippur next to Shabbat. Rosh Hashanah is not exactly the same as Yom Kippur next to Shabbat, because one is the right and one is the Rabbanah. So that's why there's still a dispute among the Tanaim and among the Amoraim. So maybe you should say that the Shtei Kedushas, they can't blend in to constitute one long Hemshech of Kedushas Hayom, because one is the right and one is the Rabbanah. But Lefi Psak Aloch and the Maskanas HaGemar is that the two days Rosh Hashanah are not Betoras Sofik, they're both Betoras Vadai. So even though one is the Reis and one is the Rabbanan, they're not so similar, they're dissimilar, I still say that that's Yom HaRichter, that's called Kedusha Achah.
But the first day is still a Hakama, it's still the Rabbanan. It's not the same. Why can't you say
right, but the Takana only was B'Torah Sofik, not B'Torah Zvada. The Chachamim said we should make believe, we should act as if there were a Sfeik of the Yom, even though there really isn't. We should act as if there were a Sfeik of the Yom. So act as if, so it's Mimon HaShachid, one is Kodesh, the other is Kodesh, but not both. But here, the nature of the Takana was that you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah B'Torah Vaday. The way we practice it today, the first day is Vaday Rosh Hashanah D'Raisa, the second day is Vaday Rosh Hashanah D'Rabbanan. And in the days of the Mikdash, they often had Faket. The first day was Vaday D'Rabbanan, and the second day was Vaday Rosh Hashanah D'Raisa. So you don't have them in Manavshah. So since the both days have the same dinim, the same Heter Rosh Hashanah, the same dinim, exactly the same.
The Eidim came early
is only 1 day, then there wouldn't be 2 days.
Even after the Takana?
Even after which Takana?
Only when the Eidim came late?
Yes, the Eidim come late, nor the Mosi Yom Kodesh or the Machal Kodesh. But if the Eidim come before HaKrovus Tamash Rabbein Abayim, it's only the first day is Kodesh, right? Mm-hmm. Only the first day is Kodesh. So the first day is Rosh Hashanah D'Oraisa. So we still observe 2 days. So why do we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah today? We know the Kviyah D'Yarcha. So the Gemara says, we should continue that practice. So since years ago they used to observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah as a Yom HaRichta, both Peteres Vadai, so we have to treat it the same way as a Yom HaRichta. For sure it's only Midi Rabbanan, because the second day Rosh Hashanah is only the Rabbanan. It can't be more than a Din D'Rabbanan. What's the story regarding the second day Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael? So that's a big machlokes HaRishonim. Right, the Baal HaMor and Beitzer writes that until the time the Talmidei HaRif went to Eretz Yisrael, they only observed, he quotes from the Gaon, they only observed 1 day Rosh Hashanah in all of Eretz Yisrael. And the Rif Shita was not so. The Rif held that in Eretz Yisrael you have to have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So when his Talmidim came to Eretz Yisrael, they were Mishana, the Minig, and they introduced the second day Rosh Hashanah. What's the issue? Whether you should have 2 days Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael or not. So Bichlal, what's the story of 2 days Pesach and 2 days Shavuos and 2 days Sukkot? And why is it only in Chutzlot, not in Eretz Yisrael? It's in the Mitzvah Satli is Barit. Why does it change between Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlot? So the Gemara says we should preserve the practice that we used to have years ago. And what did they do years ago before the days of Hillel Hasheni? When they had Kiddush HaFedesh HaPi Ariyah, when they had the real Sveik of the Yomim, the make-believe real Sveik of the Yomim. So when they had 2 days Pesach, where did they have the Sveik of the Yomim? It was in Chutzlort, in Eretz Yisrael, they never had Sveik of the Yomim. So the Rambam points out, based on Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, this didn't really depend on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutzlort. It depends how close you are to the Bez and HaGodol, to the Beis Avad, who are declaring Rosh Chodesh. There were areas in Chutzlort where they only had 1 day Yom Tov, and there were areas in Eretz Yisrael where they had 2 days Yom Tov. Let's say Kiryat Shmona in the north is much further than some city in Chutzlort that's right near Yerushalayim. Right? Eva Yar. So Bizman Shekitshal Piori, the observance of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis did not depend on whether you lived in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz. It depended on how close you were to Eretz Yisrael, whether they notified you or they didn't notify you. Did you have a Sfeika D'Yayma? Well, you didn't have a Sfeika D'Yayma. What about Bizman HaZeh, that the Gemara says, even though Anan Bikin and the Kfir D'Yach, we should still observe the practice, we should maintain the practice of Yom Tov Sheni. So does this depend on those Mekoymes? Mokum Shashluchim Hoyim Agim. Those places that were close to Yerushalayim, whether in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, so close that this Mancha Kitchel Pioria, they used to know when Yontif was. So they don't have to observe 2 days Yontif. Those places that are far away, whether in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz, they do have to observe Yontif Sheni. So that's the Machlokes HaRishonim. So the Rambam's opinion in the Yad HaZok is clearly, he writes, it doesn't depend on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz. It depends how close you are to the place where the Beis Avad used to be. If you're far away, so even if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you have to have 2 days Yontif. And if you're nearby, even if you're in Egypt, even if you're in Chutz La'aretz, you only have to have 1 day Yom. And the Ritva writes in Rosh Hashanah, not so. Very hard to tell. Very hard to tell. So that's why the Brisker, who lived in Meir Sharon, who lived in Geula, Rav Avel used to observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis. Why? Because Meir Sharon, the Rambam writes like this, Meir Sharon was a community that was just established in recent years, in the last century. Didn't exist Bizmana Shekitshal Pioria. And the Rambam writes, what if you establish a new community somewhere in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? Do you have to observe Yom Tov Sheni and Atzeh? He says it depends. Is it on the line where the Shluchim used to travel? So if you establish a new community where we know the Shluchim used to go from here to here, and there was no community in between. Now you establish a new community, so if the Shluchim would have gone, they would have bumped into this community, so they don't have to observe Yom Tov Sheni. But if your new community is not on the line where the Shluchim used to go, there's no community further where the Shluchim used to go to, then you have to observe Yom Tov Sheni even if you're in Eretz Yisrael. So that's where Rav Elvele, a very small minority of people followed him. They held, how do they know where the Shluchim used to go from the Beis Avad? What direction they used to go? They could have heard them blow shofar in Russia. I don't know. So the Rambam writes clearly that it doesn't depend on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz. Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis is a misnomer. It means Yom Tov Sheni is knowing on those Mekomis HaRechokim and the Mekomis HaSmuchim. You don't observe Yom Tov Sheni, irrespective of whether you happen to be in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz. But the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah says not so, and the Minig is not so. In other words, that Bizman, that Hoidno, that Anan Bikinen Bikriya D'Yarcha, so our observance of Yom Tov Sheni is not based at all on the, there's no real Sfeika of the Yom now. We have a calendar, we know years in advance when Yom Tov is going to be. So just based on Minig Abbasin B'Yadayim, so the Ritva says, and that's the practice today, the common Minig is, not like Rav Elvele, not like the Rambam, he was Choshish with the Rambam. The common minig is, we say it depends on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz, even though they were Mekoymes in Eretz Yisrael, where they really, the Shluchim were not Magia, they were so far away. So that's the Shiloh over here. What about Rosh Hashanah? Right, so in Rosh Hashanah, in most places in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't know when Rosh Hashanah was. They only knew in the Makam Avad, where the Bezin was. And they couldn't call anybody up, they couldn't notify, they couldn't send any Shluch Mustach Rosh Hashanah. It's Yontif, so they couldn't notify. So most places in Eretz Yisrael, they had to, Bizman Shehoya Sveika Diyom, Bizman Shekitshol Piyariya. So most places in Eretz Yisrael, they had to observe Yontif Sheni Shel Golis. So after they switched over, and then Mekadosh Al Piyah Cheshvin now. So should we observe Yontif Sheni in most places of Eretz Yisrael or not? So the Baal HaMor says, no. Why? Apparently he holds it doesn't, like the Ritva, like our common practice today. It doesn't depend whether you live in a place where there is a Sfeika D'Yom or you live where there's no Sfeika D'Yom. There's Man HaZeh that when Mekadosh Al Pi HaCheshvin, we draw the lines by Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz. Yom Tov Sheni is only Golis. In Eretz Yisrael there's no Yom Tov Sheni even if you live far away. In Chutz La'aretz there is Yom Tov Sheni even if you live nearby. So Rosh Hashanah, even in Eretz Yisrael, everybody was far away. 99% of the communities were far away. Only in the Beis Avad they knew when Rosh Hashanah was. We ignore the fact that most of Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Shekitshal Biria, never knew when Rosh Hashanah was, because when Hillel HaSheni made the Luach, everything changed. So Bizman HaZeh, we draw the lines by Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz. And the Rif holds not so. The Rif apparently holds like the Rambam, that it depends, do you live in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz? Do you live in the Mekomis where they knew, or do you live in the Mekomis where they didn't know? So in most of 99% of Eretz Yisrael, they didn't know, only in the Beis Avad. So what we should do today, according to the Rif, what we should do today is where the Beis Avad was, they should only have 1 day Rosh Hashanah. But the only thing is, where was the Beis Avad? They were floating around all over Eretz Yisrael, the Rishonim saying Beis. They were traveling around. For years and years and years, the Beis Avad was in the Lishkas HaGozes, in the Beis HaMikdash. But then, the last 40 years, they were traveling. And then after the Churban, there was Zichah traveling. So there's no one spot that you can say that that's the Makom Avad and the rest of Eretz Yisrael is not. So that's why, that's when the Talmidei Arif came, they changed the practice and they introduced Yontif Sheni of Rosh Hashanah and all of Eretz Yisrael. But the problem is that this is a contradiction, the Balei Matan, it's a contradiction. According to our practice today, we don't follow the Brisker of Krumah. Meir Shon, we wouldn't observe Yontif Sheni. If we lived in Meir Shon, we wouldn't observe Yontif Sheni. So we all follow the Ritva. The Yontif Sheni versus... Right, as far as the other Yontif Sheni, we say depends on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutzlos. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we say no. Depends whether you're close to the Beis Avad or not. And all of Eretz Yisrael, 99% of Eretz Yisrael is far away from the Beis Avad. We don't know where. We can't say any one spot. So all 100% of Eretz Yisrael is called not Beis Avad. So the Chorot Hashtikal Astirin. That's what the Rishonim work on that. Why the common practice today is like the Rif, even though the common practice is like the Ritva. But with respect to other Yantavim, every other Yantav Sheni Shal Goli is, it depends not how close or how far you are, but rather whether you're in Eretz Yisrael or not. Yantav Sheni Shal Goli, we say everybody's far away, even if you live in Eretz Yisrael, and you always have to have 2 days young.
And you said there, the many of time by name is Shemuel, I said Shemuel Yisrael Zeil could be Shaykh on Eretz Yisrael also. Now that the Jewish government, but when there wasn't a Jewish government, it could have been Shaykh Shemuel Yisrael there too, so they should have been the same reason.
So that's what the Rambam holds that it was. The Rambam holds that it was, that in Eretz Yisrael sometimes, yeah. The Ritva says that in Eretz Yisrael you never have Yontif Sheni, so Rabbi Yankee Femden writes in the Tshuva, the Ribbono Shel Olam Gigev Mahavtoche, that there'll never be a Gzeira in Eretz Yisrael that they shouldn't know in Yontif Sheni. How did Rabbi Yankee Femden have the Ruach HaKodesh to know? That's what he says. There's a Haftoche that in Eretz Yisrael there never will be a Gzeira that they shouldn't have a Luach, that they shouldn't know when Yontif Sheni. Why there's no Yontif Sheni in Eretz Yisrael?
Then
they will know there when it is. In Rosh Hashanah, and much of our minhagim and much of the tefillahs, Nusach HaTefillahs are, the Zeicher HaBris and the Kriyas HaTor of the Akedah, we keep on reminding the Rabbanu Shel Olam that he should be Zeicher, he should remember the Bris Ovis that he made, B'Shas HaAkedah, for Bnei Yisrael. So the Pashto says that this is based on the Midrashim that the Maiso HaAkedah occurred on Rosh Hashanah. That's why we remind the Rabbanu Shel Olam of this. But the Medrash adds on a little more than that, that not only did the HaAkedah occur on Rosh Hashanah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Binish bati niman Hashem ki ana shasisa sadova ezav lechasatos binchus videcho ki varech avarecho," etc. The Rabbanu Shel Olam was binish bati, and the shvua means the krisis brits. So at the time of the Akedah on Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbanu Shel Olam made this krisis brits with Bnei Yisrael, with the descendants of Yitzchok. The bischus of Akedah, bischus of Avraham and Yitzchok's participation in the Akedah, the Rabbanu Shel Olam gave the special hanhaga nisus of lamaila men ateva to their descendants, to the Klal Yisrael, to the Ummah Yisraelis. And at that time, Avraham Avinu said to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, promised Avraham that every year on Rosh Hashanah he will remember the Bris, the Shas HaKedah. So that's why we have so many minhagim on Rosh Hashanah to remind the Rabbanu Shel Olam of the Tashlok and so on, to remind the Rabbanu Shel Olam of the Akedah. And in the Nusach HaTfilah, we keep on stressing the Akedah Sitzvah. And we all be blessed with Aksiva V'Aksima Teva and Aguchi Benchim. I want to announce again that next week I won't be able to say the Shir on Tuesday night, but we'll have the Shir on Yoni Yume on Wednesday night instead.
Ich habe mich nicht mehr so gut gemacht.